Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
The runway. Soul Shaker. witch doctor. Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown. Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012, Youngstown State University Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Leslie Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legendary Massage at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performers. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pot. Open to all runway. $250. Stem Queen Realness. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Siren. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize. $500 open to all runway. $500 open to all realness. $500 open to all best dress. $1,000 open to all face. Carla, you understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all Sex Siren. Get ready. T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Ballroom Throwback presents What It 2012. The first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Stem Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressing Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister vs. Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Butch Queens vs. Stem Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand Prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwback presents Want It 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball. The legendary House of Blahnik Ball. Who runs the world? January 14th, 2012. Venue Club Space. 1310 White Street, Atlanta, GA. 30310. Grand prize. Open to all runway. $1,212. Cash prize. Butch Queen Face. $250. Butch Queen Sex Siren. $500. Sister vs. Sister. $500. And 11 other $100 cash categories. January 14th, 2012. The legendary House of Blonde Ball.
Who won the world?
On boys and girls and all you ladies and guys and men and trans men and all you people all across the world out there in Radio Land, welcome to Hot Topic Tuesdays. I am the overall East Coast legendary Nicole Kahn, and I'm here tonight, and I'll be here every other Tuesday night to give a little more levelness to the show as far as us talking about all the interesting topics that are on our mind. Tonight on the show, we will be interviewing someone who's by the name of Reggie Wilkins, who was the CEO founder of OWE, which is Our World Entertainment Corporations. And we will be listening to his ideas and the things that he is looking to bring to Ballroom and the things that he is going to bring to the things that we're going to gain from him doing this to bring in his idea to the Ballroom. Later on, I also want to be, because it's also very Hot Topic Tuesdays, I have a little part of the Butch Queen and Femme Queen, little just a part segment that wanted to be going on. I guess that was the part with Johnny's with like, to come and be able to seek her opinion, who has been wanting to speak her opinion. But most importantly, I want to talk about, after we do the interview, the AP thing. I have had a lot of calls today from lots of people concerned about other people that are involved with the whole hotel AP credit card fraud thing. And I want to speak about it so that if you are those girls that are involved with it, maybe you should reconsider. And if you are the girls that are trying to get involved with it, maybe you should not. So if you're on the phone line and you are mother or father, like I tell you every week that I'm on here, and you have a child or a daughter or something, this is the platform where we can talk like intelligent and educated gay people, and we can debate funly and respectfully back and forth about our opinion and how we feel about the things are going, or the ideas, or the things that want to be brought to Ballroom, or just different topics, period. Now, my first part of the segment of this Hot Topic Tuesday is going to be the interview with Reggie Wilkins. Like I said before, he is the CEO founder who is starting a corporation, which, I've had it broken down to me. I've had a lot of my homework on it. I'm bringing this to y'all tonight as him allowing us to ask any questions that we have about his lovely, fantastic idea. His idea and what about, just a little bit about it, is it's more like bringing Ballroom mainstream. Without me putting my opinion in just yet, without him being able to explain exactly what it is, but it's more like bringing Ballroom mainstream as far as pay-per-view. Okay, he will be sponsoring, major categories, sponsoring a major amount of money to major balls for them to do as far as they need to do as far as the categories to be able to record live in the ball, so that people that's all across the world and, you know, just people internationally can be able to go to their computer and be able to, for a small fee, see the ball from your home. So basically, in blatant black terms, you no longer have to go to the actual ball, you understand? And then people that are far away and people that can't make it to the balls and that, you know, just have heard about it and that love the talent and, you know, love the Vulcan and stuff, these people have the opportunity to go online and be able to visualize and be a part of the ball there from their living room. I would like a lot of you leaders and people on the phone, because like I've explained to the candidate that we're going to be interviewing, and I said we because it is your questions that is going to keep this this interview going. I will ask questions too, but I need you people actually to stand up. You know, I need you people to get more involved in the people and the things that are being brought to Ballroom. So I need you to actually stand up and ask your questions and be able to, and respectfully. I want a respectful platform. I don't want anybody being rude, and you know, but you can express your opinion about how you feel and your take on the whole situation. We're going to bring Reggie Wilkins on, and we're going to give him the opportunity to promote and put out his idea about what is it that he is looking forward to doing in Ballroom and with Ballroom as far as making it international. And how is it going to help us and affect us in the long run? So I'm going to check and see if he's on the line. If you are there, press 1 so the switchboard can see you, Reggie. And we'll bring Reggie on the phone line. Hold on. And don't forget, like I said, later on after the topic, we will be talking about APs and how and what that is doing to the community and all the different things that is happening from the whole thing about people going into hotels and using forgery credit cards, or just the whole thing of where APs come from and how we can keep our young kids from indulging in that and allowing themselves to be in a part of that. So that definitely look forward to us continuing that topic. Chat room, I'm going to be looking at y'all, and I'm going to sit here and I'm going to watch y'all, because if y'all have any questions or y'all like to have make any statements about, you know, what is it that we're talking about tonight, definitely feel free to press 1 and we will bring you on the air. Okay, hold on. Let me turn this down because we don't need to hear the show myself. Okay, the number I'm looking for is 404-839. And we also will be having London here to have definitely be a part of this interview and us finding out a lot more about the idea and stuff that Reggie Wilkins is looking to bring to the platform. So just give me a moment, and we're going to look for the number and see if he's there. Okay. Reggie Wilkins, are you there? No. Bear with me, people. I'm not getting a response from a switchboard. Okay. Hello, can I have some response of, on the other side? Can we please bring in Reggie Wilkins on the line? These people are here. Well, I don't know. We must be having some technical difficulties. Reggie, if you're there, please just hold on the line, and we definitely will be getting to your call. We definitely will be getting to your number. I'm not sure where is my switchboard, but just give me a second, and we'll be getting to your number. Okay, I'm sorry, everybody. There were technical difficulties. The internet is down over there at switchboard, so right now we're going to have to hold on, and when as soon as we get it all together, we'll be bringing him back on. But just a little bit about how I want us all to listen carefully, listen to the ideas. If you are on the line and you are your person that indeedly care about Ballroom and what goes on, this is the perfect time. You know, I have had the luxury of speaking to Reggie, and he's very friendly, and he's a very nice guy, and he's looking forward to any questions or any concerns that you guys may have. And from speaking to him, you know, he's pretty much, you know, has it together on what he's looking to bring forward and bring to the Ballroom community. So we definitely want to look forward to being all of that. And how do you feel, guys, on the phone line and you people that's on the internet and stuff, how do you guys actually feel about Ballroom going mainstream as far as pay-per-view? And it does. What do you think it can do? Does it make it better for us? Can it help us? Maybe one of you guys that are visualized by somebody in Hong Kong or China or London, you can be noticed by a manager or a promoter who would like for them, you know, seeing you on one of that them pay-per-views situations, you know, could visualize you or may want you to be a part of a dance group or a part of a video or a movie or anything. I mean, faith goes a long, long way. So what do you guys actually think about it? You know, think about it. We're basically going to allow Reggie to come into Ballroom. So you are Tony, James, you James Caan, you have a ball, and you allow him to come in for maybe a couple of thousands. I'm not sure exactly. We would ask him that. But I'm just throwing out a number. A couple of thousands. And he would promote, basically tape the ball, but it would be being taped live. And everything that would be going on at the ball would be being taped live and being able to be visualized home back where anybody wants to sit at for a small amount of fee. And all the people that's international can be able to vision the balls because they don't. We all know that there are not balls in London and there's not balls out there in Australia and all other different foreign countries that are out of the United States. We are lucky and blessed to be living here in the United States because we get to have all the options to being into technology in the worst way. Oh, well, China's pretty good, too. So I want to know on your phone line and you guys, as soon as we be able to bring him on and allow him to speak about his idea. And I you know, it's a good idea. But my main concern as far as me, people would like, is how are we going to gain from it? You know, a lot of us have been hurt and promised by many different people. Good. Many different things. So now he's going to come on and he's going to tell us. And I'm confident and I'm happy that he's so confident. So without any further ado, Reggie welcomes you live on the air on the Hot Topic Tuesdays. How you doing? How are you?
I'm doing good, Nicole. How you doing?
I'm blessed. I can't complain. Well, you know, it's good now to finally have you on the platform. We have spoken several times, and you have been very adamant about, you know, promoting and putting out this idea. And it's good to see young and, you know, not whether young or middle-aged gay people just being able to move forward on an idea and want to bring life and bring success to the people in the people that they intend to use and to themselves to move forward. So I definitely applaud you with that. I think all of us should move on our thoughts and our ideas that, you know, the visions and stuff that God give us to move forward and making our life better and productive. So I definitely want to give you a claps on that. But tell everybody that's listening, because we open up the phone lines and, you know, about 12 o'clock or something. So quickly, you know, tell us everybody, you know, the whole Ballroom scene and everybody that's listening in Ready Align, where you, a little bit about yourself, where you come from and, where you have been established, how long have you been in Ballroom, and then we'll move into your idea.
Great. Well, first off, thank you so much for the opportunity. Happy New Year to everybody that's on the line listening, to all my family and friends that are tuning in right now. Thank you so much for your support and to the vision. But just a little bit about myself. I'm originally from Portsmouth, Virginia. I moved to Atlanta a few months back just in hopes to, you know, incorporating, you know, my vision, my thoughts, and my feelings about Ballroom into actions. And, you know, with those actions, I formed the O Group, which O is an acronym for Our World Entertainment Group, and the O Group is basically a vehicle for everybody within the LGBT community to help nurture their talents, you know, from choreographers to makeup artists to just dance specialists, commentators, runway models, and just people that love just competition, that love competing amongst each other, but in a good environment. So I said to myself, well, you know, this is an art form in my eyes that has been around, Nicole, for I think it's over 30 years, mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken. And, you know, an art form that has been around as long as Vogue and as long as Ballroom, you know, it should have been mainstream, in my opinion, 30 years ago, in my opinion, because, you know, so much has been taken away from our community, the LGBT community, whether it's fashion, whether it's music, whether it's, you know, makeup artists or whatever is being taken from us, we, in my opinion, have never gotten our fair shake, or those who have started and icons and legends that have come before me within the ballroom, you know, they have not gotten their fair due and their fair shake, you know, abroad, whether it's in the entertainment industry or the corporate sector. And I feel like the O Group, you know, with everybody's help collectively, is going to make this what it should have been 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Okay. So basically what you're trying to do is, what is it exactly you're trying to do with, as long as when you say, showboat and the runway and the different models and the different things and the different just categories and activities, what exactly are you doing? Are you bringing this to mainstream? Could you promote exactly what you will be doing with your company in this ballroom scene?
Yes, and just to touch on a little bit about what you said, you know, there is no cost to any family or any house out there that wants to promote their ball internationally. I know you mentioned that there may be a cost or a fee for this. Not at all. My company is here, here with a passion to help people, to help bring people together, to bridge that gap between the heterosexual world and the LGBT community, because I think that both communities have a lot to offer everybody. And with more understanding, it can replace a lot of hatred between the heterosexual community as well as the LGBT community. So that's what the O Group's platform is. But as you mentioned, if you do have a house, Nicole, out there that wants to broadcast your house internationally, which will give you international recognition, there is no cost or no charge for us to be there. I mean, we do this just for a passion, for a love of helping people and bringing international awareness to it. Donations are more than welcome, which you can find those donation sites at our website at theogroup.com. You can also Google us to find us there as well. But there is no cost for a house or any organization that wants to broadcast internationally at all.
Okay, and I'm going crazy trying to find a pen. I got 801 of them. And your idea and what you're trying to do and making ballroom international, how does it exactly help the ballroom scene? I mean, when we spoke privately, I spoke to you about how we have been promised things, and I believe personally that we have given a lot of our ballroom away, and we have not received any recognition from it, because a lot of people that have been prominent and been the real winners and the people that has gathered ballroom to be what it is today are still just in ballroom, but the ideas and the concepts and stuff has now been spread everywhere. So with what you're doing and just giving the acknowledgement and allowing people to see what's going on and people that have a passion for it, how does it help ballroom?
Right. I think, one, it helps, one, in a financial state. You know, a big part of us is, one, to create awareness, but, two, to give back, to help change lives. You know, ultimately, you know, as the bigger the company gets over time, and I have a vision that within the next 3 years that this company will be well-known internationally. And based on the numbers that we've gathered so far, you know, just in our research and launching the company on December 3rd, we've reached over 120 people in Russia have viewed and watched the site. There's been over 20-plus people in Japan that have went on and viewed an event also that we did in New York recently. And also over 600-plus people in the United States alone that have went onto the website and showed some enthusiasm and interest about what the O Group stands for and what we're looking to accomplish. It's constantly growing, not to mention over 1,200 followers on Twitter right now since the launch December 3rd. So we're also very excited about that, which we're also on Twitter at the O Group as well.
Okay. So one of the questions I asked you privately, I told you I was going to bring back, how much different is it from what the people that we have in the ballroom scenes, such as i.e. CEO, Ballroom Throwbacks, i.e. Jasmine, who also gives back to the community out of her own pocket and what she has made, you know, inquired by herself. So, how much different is it, other than going international, because that's what it would be. We would be able to be seen in places, in foreign places. How much different is it from what they are doing or the people that we have in ballroom today?
Great question. And when you talk about, you know, international, you know, there's a lot more people involved. You know, one voice can only go so far. you know, what the Ogre will allow for, in my opinion, every house, every kid within a house, you know, that has been given an opportunity to perform with a name attached to them to make a name for themselves as, you know, the families and legends and icons that have been in the scene for a long, long time have established. What this will do is, one, as I mentioned, you know, Jasmine Couture, I heard her last night on the show, how, you know, her goal was to create, you know, a breakthrough as far as the larger cash prizes and just, you know, for the $5,000 club and things that she established, which I definitely commend her for those things. But the O Group wants to take it to another level. And with her help, you know, why can't we have a ball where, and I don't know if this is something that you can get excited about, Nicole, but like I said, I've been in the ballroom scene a year. But as you know and I know, there are people that, one, do it for entertainment. There's people that do it for enjoyment. But another very good reality, and I was excited about this, is that some people do this for a living. You know, some people that I know, personal friends, have never worked a 9-to-5, and they do this to pay their bills. So why not give them an opportunity to actually do this, but then again, at the end of the day, say, you know what, for somebody, this could change somebody's life. I'm talking giving away $2,000 per category at an event, $3,000 per category at an event, you know, for 10 or 12 categories. The O Group and me, my vision is to change people's lives forever. You know, that's the ultimate goal. But it can only be accomplished with everybody working on one accord, whether you're a Mizrahi, whether you're a Couture, whether you're a Garcon, whether you're a Revlon, whether you're an Ivisu, whether you're a Herrera. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what house you're in. The bottom line is to support and help each other accomplish a common goal. And what happens from this is the larger the company gets, the more recognition each house gets. But not only that, the O Group is also going to donate a portion of the proceeds for every registered viewer at any event that we're hosting or that they allow us to come into saying, hey, we want the O Group to be at our event. We're going to give a portion of the proceeds. So if we have 1,000 viewers, you know, the O Group is going to cut a check to that house within a week of time once the numbers come through of $1,000. We're going to donate back to the house so that, one, they can provide for kids that need help, that may need clothes, that may need food, that may need bills paid, that may need to get home to a family member that they don't have contact with anymore, or whatever it may be. We want to make sure that those houses can continue to function and build as they have over 30 years, because it's really bigger than ballroom for us at O Group. You know, it's about providing for those people, those kids, those families, so that they can keep doing what they're doing. And that's to help nurture people and to make them better than what they were, because, as you know, a lot of people in the LGBT community have been displaced from their original families, and they don't have homes to go to. They don't have people to look up to. So the housing community does that, and we want to make sure that the O Group continues to nurture that legacy and that commitment to people and change.
Okay. Now, I hear you, I believe it's 40 plus. The balls came back in the late 60s, so that would be 40 plus. And back then, and we having balls, you know, it was hard enough for me, and this is my opinion, hard enough for getting black people to be on TV, let alone to get in the gay community, to come out of the chains and boundary that we have been held in for so long. It has always been an underground gay community. So which makes time today better is because we have all this new advanced stuff and we have all these things. Personally, to me, I think a lot of them are a setup, not what you're doing, but I mean just the whole technology and everything, and, you know, the new phones, and if you got an Android phone, you're like completely fab. And, you know, I think to me it's just the tracker for everything. But my question is, what I was going to ask you is, okay, now when you are taping, doing the balls, and you are recording at the balls, when you are recording at the balls, do you pay do you give them a donation, or do you sponsor a category before the actual numbers get back? Or does the ballroom promoter have to wait until the numbers are back, and then with whatever it is that you made, you give them half? And how is it that they know, and will you be presenting any information that states what exactly came back as far as numbers and what exactly, you know, is going? And then half, what did you say, half? I want to make sure, did you say half?
Right. Well, you know what? Integrity in business is a big part of the way I run my business and the way I run my life. You know, honesty is the best policy. And yes, all the numbers that come back, of course, it won't be half because, of course, my company does acquire fees, you know, to stream live events. It isn't cheap by any means, but, you know, because of my passion and my dedication to the change of the LGBT community and the bringing of or the bridging of that gap, I've invested a lot of my own money, as Jasmine Couture did, as you mentioned, to help better the ballroom scene. And I take on that same commitment with my company and everybody at my company does. So we invest a lot of our own money to make sure that these events go on and that these events happen, whether it's plane tickets, you know, gas or food or shelter for us to be at those events, you know, to pay those companies that we need to make the broadcast go on. You know, all of that is done out of my own pocket. As I mentioned, that's why I said donations at this point. Yeah, we're asking for donations. I don't care if it's 50 cents, a dollar, a penny. It doesn't matter. Every little bit helps for change. But aside from that, to give back to the promoter, whoever is hosting the event, not to mention, you know, January 14th, which is this weekend, we will be at the annual MLK Awards Ball hosted by the iconic House of Blahnik as well. They've invited us in. Kamaro, thank you so much for the opportunity. But the team will be broadcasting that ball internationally for the first time in history. The MLK Awards Ball will be broadcast internationally. So, you know, we are happy to say that we'll be there for that. But the proceeds, as far as that goes, at the end of that, every promoter will see verbatim the numbers. Everybody that tuned in, they'll be able to see that in real live time, exactly who tuned in, who paid for the event, aside from, you know, the free promos that we put out on the website or on Twitter. And all the promoters will know this up front before we start taping. So everything's up front, clear cut, black and white. There's no...
Is there a contract involved?
Was that no?
Is there a contract involved?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. There are contracts involved in any business. There should be contractual agreements stating that, you know, one, I have a job to do and a commitment to the event to make sure we do what needs to be done. And two, you know, it's not too much we ask from the promoters except for us to be at the event and to allow us to choose and pick our spots where we need to be. But other than that, I mean, there's no real expense to the house that's doing the event. There's no other expenses. But like I said, donations are certainly welcome.
And how does I see you in the room, chat room. I am watching you guys, so if you have anything that you would like to say, I definitely will be able to, you know, piggyback right off it. And you people that are on the phone line that find interest in coming in and joining Hot Topic Tuesdays with Reggie Wilkins and myself and my platform of girls like London and you guys, you know, there will be other people that will be joining us tonight. You guys be ready to press 1. Because we're going to be moving along with this interview. Okay, how do you get past the part that there are 300 people in the ballroom and you are taping live? And does everybody sign the contract? What if someone feels like they don't want to be recorded or they don't want to be a part of your recording session that is there for whatever reason? Maybe their family don't know that they are in ballroom, or maybe they haven't publicly came out as being gay. And you have this international thing that goes on that allows them to see the ballroom at the time and when it's being given. And how do you, that's one question, and how do you avoid all the things that naturally happen at ballroom for all the outside viewers to see, as such as the bad things or the shade and the stuff like that? How does that actually work?
Well, you know, both of those are great questions. To answer the first question, you know, about those folks that aren't out to their families yet, that aren't comfortable in their own skin yet, and that they go to these events, there's no problem with that, you know, because I used to be the same way. I used to be that guy. But, you know, me and my legal team at the O Group, you know, we've done our research as well. But as long as we have implicit permission from the event holder being a public location, then legally we can, you know, videotape and record and broadcast to Africa if we want to. But to answer the next question, which was, hold on, let me see. All right, what was the second question again? I apologize.
All right. One question was the permission. How do you avoid allowing the outside public to see all the inside shade and conflict that is going on at the ball while you're recording it? And could it be dangerous for the people that are there in the ballroom scene? Because, see, a lot of this, Reggie, is that a lot of people have come in and taken a lot from the ballroom scene, and we have to have something for ourselves. And a lot of people that has done that, no one in ballroom has, you know, gained anything from it other than people coming out like Beyonce and these people doing dips and everybody coming out and doing catwalks and stuff. They just basically take the idea from seeing it. Because remember, ballroom was our social, you know, like you got Facebook and stuff. Ballroom, that's what it was for us, in the words of Jasmine, what she said. And, you know, that's how we socialize, and that's how it's our community, and it has always been an underground community. And I applaud the fact of it going international and going out there, but we're people that are a part of the ballroom scene who partake in the ballroom scene. How do you know what are our roles in it other than just participating? So while you're going big and everybody's going into our ideas, the person that created the catwalk or the Macarena or the different things that Andre and other icons and legends have done, how do they get any recognition for it?
Right, and that's a great question. And I feel that the O Group, you know, eventually we will highlight those people. And, you know, as the company grows, as we're able to get into those circles, you know, I've been talking to a lot of A-list people within the community on Twitter and amongst Facebook as well, that I'm trying to get them to some of these events. I even tried to get a few to Atlanta to come to the MLK Awards Ball. I wasn't successful with that portion of it. But I am working very hard to continue to reach some of these people like Daryl Stevens, Wendy Williams, Chaz Bono, Lance Bass. All of these people I've been talking to, and at least two of those people, if not three of those people, have already committed to watching the event live on the 14th as well. So, again, you know, it is a growing and a process, and it will take a lot of time and a lot of patience, but a lot of commitment from everybody, you know, to make it better than what it is. But, you know, it's not about me. That's the whole thing. A lot of folks, you know, focus too much on I. You know, mm-hmm. I doesn't work this day and time. It takes a team of people with one focus mm-hmm. to make something bigger than what it already is. So as the O Group grows, yes, those people that bring new things and new innovations to the scene, they will be noticed. They won't have no choice but to be. Because as it reaches Hollywood, as the O Group reaches Japan, as you mentioned, somebody's going to see something or someone that they're going to take interest in, and that's going to be that defining moment in that person's life. You know, not only amongst, you know, winning, you know, let's say a $2,000 or $3,000 grand prize or a $5,000 grand prize for 10 or 12 categories, that's what we have in mind. You know, could you imagine walking a category at a ball for $5,000 for your pocket? Or $2,000, or let's just say $1,000.
I love your idea and your ambition, but it's being done. It just recently was done. It had been done lots of times. That's why one of the reasons why I was asking, how does it, and maybe the question that I should be asking is what does necessarily does the individual person gain from their ideas and their performance and their antics and everything that they are in ballroom? Because it's us as an individual that make ballroom what it is today. And it's all the things that we do in the different categories and stuff that we do. And as individually, how does it help an individual that is being loved by everyone that watch it and is loved by the ballroom and they're just promoted out, you know, internationally? And what do they gain from it? And individually wise, like as you, oh, do they just wait around to someone notice who they are? Or do you promote that individual a lot, you know, to get them some type of recognition? How does that work?
Well, that's great. And I feel like, you know, anybody that wants to go somewhere in life, you know, they have their own ambitions. They have their own passions. You know, you can only lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I mean, we've all heard that scenario. But
the passion
time,
would be that ballroom. So that's theirs.
Right.
Like you said earlier in the conversation, that people actually make a living off of
right.
ballroom. So their passion and everything would be what you're going to take internationally. So
right.
while
Absolutely.
You're while you're doing that internationally, how would anybody, that person, that individual, who, let's say it could have been Tony Revron, or it could be James Icon, this person is famous in ballroom, and they get a large amount of respect.
Around,
oh, hold on. I would have liked to have been able to introduce, but this is our radio personality, London, who is
Hello,
here
Nicola.
With me today, because she has a very neutral opinion, and I said to you, Reggie, that will you be ready? So but the show is actually going to be ready, because I like London, and you all guys know London also has an opinion, and she's very smart and wise, so I did invite London to come to this platform tonight to be able to, so we can cross references and make this a little bit more interesting for everyone. So, London, have you been listening to the show?
Just a little snippet, but I actually don't see the whole pay-per-view thing. Even though I'm from London, I would love to watch it and not travel on the boat. But I just don't see it because it's going to take away from the money in the ball promoter's pockets, you know?
Okay, and Reggie, what's going to be your response for that as far as taking? That's a real good analysis. A lot of people will pay attention to that. By people now being able to watch the ball from, so if you they tape in the ball in ATL, you're going to be there taping. All I got to do is go put my credit card or, you know, give a donation to your website and I can actually see the Blahnik ball. So do you actually agree of it being a way to take money out of the promoter pocket?
And London, that's a great statement that you make. And you know, to a certain degree, I don't agree with that, because my thing is this, and this is how you have to look at it. You can look at it two ways. Yes, you can look at it that way, but this is the way that you can look at it as well. You know, if you have families throwing balls, which in this case the Blahniks, you know. Either way, you know, those people that are going to travel to the ball, the people that want to be there are going to be there. It's kind of like seeing your favorite entertainer. If Beyonce is coming to your city and you know tickets are $500 or $600, if you love Beyonce, you know you're going to be there. If you love ballroom and you're passionate about ballroom and you can afford to be there or go see Beyonce, you're going to be there to go see it. What we're offering is a convenience to those people in the ballroom because – as I mentioned, yeah, I've always had passion and been intrigued about the art form of Vogue, and I haven't been able to always travel to the major balls that I've heard about, and I've always had to wait for those 30-second clips or 20-second clips on YouTube or getting a text message from somebody's phone the day after. You know, I don't feel like you should have to wait for that. Why not be able to see it as it's going on right then and there so that you don't miss anything? And not only that, we're going to allow you the opportunity to chat live with other people that's watching the show along with you. So if you have a brother in California who can't
Reggie, I want to pause that with that pause because we have what's the name? First of all, I'm glad that this bitch is coming on. I want to bring on my legendary overall sister Kelly Couture, who also wants to join in this debate. And we have a lot of people. I'm getting phone calls that would like to talk to you, as such as on the rest. So we're going to get to those callers as well. So without any further ado, let's bring on the legendary one, Kelly Couture.
Where's Kelly? Can I have the legendary Elvira Mother Couture to the floor? Kelly? As I lost it. The runway. As I lost it. And she's real mixed up. As I lost it. Performance diva. As I lost it.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Kelly.
Hey, welcome to the show, Kel.
What's going on, my dear? What's going on, my dear? Well, let
before
me
you go further, Kelly,
I
want you to go because on our Discord, he's just, he got some people on the phone line that have been waiting, you know, to
no,
come
I
on
know,
the platform.
I
so go
I'm
ahead and state
bring,
your
I'm
opinion.
All right after. But this is
okay.
How I feel about this situation. I heard about this situation a couple of months ago. And I feel that by having the outside people coming in and taping the ball and people going on pay-per-view to watch the ball, I feel that it's going to definitely take money out of the ball promoters' pockets because now everybody, like when I come to balls and I know I'm working major categories, and I'm going to take and bring my mother, my aunt, and my uncles and everybody to the ball. Now that I know that they can sit home and watch it for $19.99, and I don't have to pay $30 for each of them to come to the ball, that's going to definitely take money out of a ball promoter pocket as of myself, because I'm a ball promoter, because now I'm feeling that, oh, what's the sense of me paying $30 for all of them to come when they can all sit home and watch it on TV for
$19.99? Well, I think that's
like
a lot of people.
Is it like a membership, or it's like one ball per like, you pay per ball?
And thank you for your comment, Kelly. Thank you for your comment. And a lot of people feel that way. You know, this, however, for the promoters like yourself, is actually going to allow you to bring in more money for the folks that you know might not be able to make it, whether they're in Japan, whether they're in London, whether they're in Russia, whether they're in California and you're holding a ball in New York, or somebody's in Atlanta and you're holding a ball in New York. This will also give folks within your family as well to be there, you know, when you know they can't make it, which I think everybody's had family members that have said, man, you know what, I really want to go. I really want to be there and support, but I can't. So they're still going to be able to go online, and Kelly, like yourself, other promoters are still going to be able to reap the rewards of those folks going online to watch it for only $9.99, which, you know, is inexpensive, you know, other than paying $30 to get in the ball. But then again, you know, aside from paying $30 to get into a ball, a lot of folks don't have the $100 for a bus ticket or $500 for a plane ticket that I encountered to get to New York on December 25th and 26th to be there. But, you know, I do understand your concerns. I do. But, again, I'm just asking people to be open-minded about it and say, look, you know what, everybody's going to benefit from it, whether small, whether, you know, legendary icon or just a child that just entered a house for the first time that's going to be performing, even at the MLK Bowl.
Okay, before you go, London.
What are you going to do for the ballroom scene except putting us on the mainstream pay-per-view?
Great question, London. And what I plan to do is, you know, and I know Nicole mentioned this earlier, you know, what about the people at the balls that become celebrities or that already are celebrities within the ballroom community? As the company grows, we will open up other segments as far as interviews of the winners, you know, doing special sites and segments on the website. If you've seen the website as well, you'll be able to go on there and see different segments about people in and around the ballroom scene that have made names for themselves and made themselves legends and icons and stars and statements as they've earned the right to over the years that they've been in it.
Okay, well, I want to hold your pause. I want to bring in Kelly. Could you check
Hold on, Nicole. Finish talking. I don't know what's going on. I've been in a conference call for the last 2 hours. My internet keeps going in and out. So finish talking. I'm going to bring RR on as soon as I get this internet back up. It keeps going down. It was me. Blog Talk is carrying
on
tonight.
Send me,
I'm sorry, RR. We'll be with you in 1 second, please.
Well,
I know you got to go to
sleep. If the other switchboard is up and running, can y'all bring RR on? If you there, can you say something?
Hello, Pioneer. Hello. You are now on the Hot Topic Tuesday show. What's going on?
Hello there.
Hey, what's going on, London? What's going on, everyone?
Hello, hello.
Hey, how are you? Okay.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. Okay, I have a couple of concerns. And I think that, you know, everybody comes into the ballroom scene with these great, spectacular ideas, and, you know, they blow smoke up our asses, and, you know, we open our asses wide enough for them to do it. And at the same token, we just got bamboozled no more than a month and a half ago with someone who sold us a fabulous dream. And we've been getting dreams sold to us as if we were really sleeping. We've waken up. We are waking up more and more every day to these people who come in and they have these great ideas and they want to benefit off of us. Not saying you want to benefit off of us. You're trying to make us believe that you're doing this for our benefit. But I've been working in the industry for a number of years, and I know if it ain't making dollars, it don't make sense. Nobody's going to do anything for free. The other part to that is you only have a year in the boardroom scene. I don't think that you have enough credibility to have a following of people to want to follow you around with a camera saying that you're going to pay them X amount of money. Now, you may be going to the ball in Atlanta, but that house ball that you're going to in Atlanta, they're going to gag just like we've been gagging for the rest of these other functions that we've been falling for. I don't believe that your credibility is strong enough at this point. I think that you're very articulate, and I think that you blow smoke very well. But at this point in time, I don't think that you have it together enough that I think the pioneers, the icons, and the icons to come, and the legendary kids should follow you. I'm a believer in showing what you can do before selling what you can do. Why don't you first allow us to see what you can do, and if you can do it successfully, like Jasmine Couture, in about 3 years, then we can follow you. But at this point, I don't think you have enough credibility for anybody to follow you. And I'm saying this with all due respect and with no shade. I just talk very aggressively because I'm a very aggressive individual. But at this point in time, I've never seen you. And I'm a pioneer icon. I don't even know who you are. First of all, I'd like to find out from you, how did you get involved with the ball scene, and what icons do you know in the ball scene, and who are you affiliated with as an icon that you can have this connection?
All right, and all of those are great questions and concerns. I appreciate that. What's your name again?
I am R.R. Chanel, the founder of the House of Chanel, and I'm the pioneer icon, and I've been in the ballroom scene for over 35 years.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you and a pleasure to talk to you, and hopefully, you know, one day we can meet and talk about certain things, you know. But me, myself, like I said, I have been in the ballroom scene only about a year. And as I mentioned, and you're right, you know, I don't have a lot of credibility, you know, for walking balls. I've walked a few balls, you know, from where I'm from in Virginia and a few here in Atlanta, Georgia. But, you know, it's not about me. It's not about I, and it's not about me blowing
smoke.
It has to be about
you at this point, because, not to cut you off, it has to be about you at this point because you're the spokesperson for your organization. I don't hear any other voice on here but yours. So everything that comes through this airwave this evening from all the people who will be giving comments, they're directing them to you because you are the only representative we have.
Right. I understand. And I have acquired the help of a gentleman by the name of Andre Mizrahi. And, you know,
he
again,
no
he's a very good friend of mine. I've been knowing him for a little while. And there's a lot of things that, you know, people always say that, you know, if they don't believe in something, then people won't follow you. But, you know, you don't have to be a dancer in order to be passionate about dancing, or a singer to be passionate about being a singer. You know, I believe in ballroom. I've always followed it. I've been inspired by it since the first time I saw Andre Mizrahi on the Apollo, you know, and I was just 7 years old. I think everybody in the LGBT community at some point in time has said, guys, you know what? I mean, I'm going to do this because I love what I do. Whether it's for entertainment, it's not because I don't like somebody or because, you know, I hate that person because of what he's done. I think at the end of the day, we all compete because we love ballroom and because we're good at it. You know, we have a product that, you know, everybody I feel needs to see, whether you're gay, whether you're straight, whether you're bisexual, transsexual, I don't care.
And not to cut you off, but
something that everybody needs to see. And, you know, like I said, no, I haven't won a lot of balls. No, I'm not an icon. No, I'm not a legend. But I know that people who are deserve to be seen internationally and deserve to be well known on the stage. And you know, back to, you know, how are they going to benefit from it? Because, like you said, nobody's going to do anything for free. Well, the bottom line is I've invested, you know, over $1,000 within this company to have it done, and I'm still investing.
No, no, no. First of all, your investments are business investment. Your business investments, as far as, you know, you paying for travel expenses, hotel fees, and all that, that's an allotment that your business should already have put to the side. It has nothing to do with the proceeds or anything to do with the person that you're going to shoot and participate in their ball with, because you made a statement earlier that you're putting out money. That's money that should be allocated for in the beginning of your whole venture. It has nothing to do.
And not only that, you may be putting out money, but you're getting money back as well. So
exactly.
How does that work? I'm sure you're making a profit, because no one's just going to go out there and just throw money away for the hell of it for the ballroom team. Come on now.
And
we all know better
right.
than that.
Yes, we're right.
So what,
no business,
what's
no
the,
profit
what's
in
the
business
ratio?
To make no money.
I'm curious of what's the ratio to the money that you're putting in to the money that you're getting out. Or you plan
well,
on getting out? How does that work? You're going to be making money off of this, aren't you?
Well, that's the goal. That's the ultimate goal. And as I mentioned,
so that's
on
the
my
ultimate
website,
goal.
You'll see
I'm
that.
Glad that you said that. Hold on. I'm glad that you said that. So the ultimate goal is to make money off of Ballroom. It's not to help us.
Okay.
It's not to supersede or make anything any better for us. We at not one time did we talk about any of the problems that you can solve by doing this that are in Ballroom. Yeah, we haven't talked about educating people. We haven't talked about lifting up these people. Ballroom was made to empower these gays and allow us to do things that were not acceptable in public amongst each other and still be uplifted and praised for what we're doing. I can't go to the bus stop in Bogue and somebody snap and say, "You're going left." They're going to keep hitting me. And the same people that will be standing on the bus stop are the people that can pick up on this streaming. I don't know if I would be comfortable, you know, me being a femme queen, these people in ballroom, no, I walk realness, I come out, I'm going to do my thing. But see, I don't know if I would be comfortable knowing that I'm going to be streamed, so not only does the people in this ballroom who already know my team, now everybody that's watching is going to be knowing what's going on with my business. And I don't know if I'm going to be comfortable as a
exactly.
woman
exactly.
doing that, walking down the street, and then they're going to walk up to me, "Oh, you're that good, I was on the that's one." I don't know about that. And then the turn around, I'm not getting profit for that. The only person that will be getting profit is the person that won. What if I didn't win that night? But I still get my tea clocked, I'm out here all on this shit like this. I don't know if I'm agreeable with it. I don't know if I can agree with that.
Yeah, I'm on the same.
Yeah.
But I really,
yeah,
like I said, that you have a very articulate way of putting things out on the forefront. But your credibility, as far as the time you've had in the ballroom, it doesn't sit with me. And the name that you mentioned, as far as credibility of an individual that you're actually mentioning, that individual had credibility, but he has done enough things in the ballroom scene where his credibility is shot. You know, we respect him for his status and for the wonderful works that he does on the ballroom floor, but as far as supporting something as big as what you're trying to do on the name of him and on the name of someone who has no credibility in the ballroom, I think you might want to restructure your thinking and restructure what you're trying to do as far as the ballroom community is concerned. Now, as far as Camaro is concerned, letting you come to their function, the House of Blahnik is entitled to do what they want to do for their ball. But at the end of the day, when you go to this Blahnik ball, make sure that you have 385 release forms, because everyone that walks in that door should be able to sign a release stating that they have no problem with you videotaping them. And if everyone does not sign that release...
All right, wait a minute. What I want this to do, wait, I don't want is us to talk
hold
over
on,
each
hold
other.
Nicole, you have a good... When I tell
that's
you,
what I'm about to say. I want to stop for a minute. Don't go nowhere, Divine. Y'all can't be breathing and going crazy in the background, because it's all of us on the platform. We have to allow the callers to be able to address him as well. I appreciate y'all company here, but let's take a little bit of callers. Kelly,
hold
I'm
on,
in the
hold
kitchen.
On, y'all. This is what we're going to do. We have a slew of callers. So what I'm going to do is, this is what I'm going to do. We have a slew of callers. I'm going to take three callers, and then after three callers, I'm going to do a commercial. We're going to do a commercial now, and then we're going to come to three callers, and then another three callers in a commercial. So I'm going to take a commercial break right now with the Tempted Untouchable, and then I'm going to come back with three callers.
Yes,
okay? So
you, bear
with us. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks from our sponsors.
Yeah, don't take your ass nowhere.
T2C, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500 open to all runway, $500 open to all realness, $500 open to all best dress, $1,000 open to all safe. Carter, you understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all sex virus. Get ready. B2T, Tech to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball.
Our first caller is 347-703. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Nicole. Hi, RR. Hi, Design. And hi, Reggie.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Hello.
Hey. This is Alexis. Hey, Reggie. I have a couple of questions. First and foremost, I agree with Nicole when it comes to the release forms. A lot of people don't want to be recorded. You know, a lot of people do have legal issues. A lot of people have personal issues where their family, maybe their family enjoys the life or the scene, you know, just from other things, but they don't know that their child is involved. How that's going to play a major impact on a person's family, a person's personal life. You know, have y'all put these things into consideration? I mean, it's different when you buy DVDs because, you know, you have to know the DVD man personally in order to purchase the DVD. And then that's another thing. What about Andre or Ballroom Throwbacks or the people that's recording these balls, making DVDs? That's their living. You're cutting out on their money. Have you really thought about all this?
Reggie, I don't think it's Andre
DVD. He actually helped me do the event in New York, and we actually had this conversation. You know, because he works in a whole other avenue. He makes DVDs, and like you said, that is what he does for a living. But again, he saw this as an opportunity to work alongside with my company, and to say, you know what, hey, to help you broadcast the event. You know, to just touch on what Kelly said earlier. You know, I'm trying to empower us as a people, as a society, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual community. You know, somebody asked me the other day, you know, have we come far enough to be proud about who we are and what we represent, whether you're gay, straight, bisexual, a femme queen, or whatever you represent within the LGBT community, have we not come far enough to be comfortable in our own skin? And like you said, you know, for people that, yeah, that have problems or legal issues or whatnot, you know, we've covered all our bases along those lines, too. You know, if you have legal issues, if you don't want to be on video, that's absolutely fine, you know. But what we've done, you know, if we have implicit permission, which is from the event sponsor that is holding the event at a public event, then it's perfectly legal. It's just as if you were in a commercial, if you were walking down the street in New York and you were in a commercial, you know, they wouldn't have to give you permission to use your face or your body or your shadow or whatever inside that.
Okay, wait. I don't want everybody to go off talking at the same time. Calm down, Divine. I need everybody to talk nice, and I don't want anybody talking at the same time. If you want to respond to the answer,
wait,
you can.
This is what we're going to do.
Everybody's not going to respond. The caller's going to come on. This line's going to go. The caller's going to come on. They're going to ask him a question. He's going to respond to their question. Then we're going to take the next caller. These phone lines with this topic is lit up and jammed.
Please,
up.
Right.
Everybody cannot answer the question. Let him answer. The first caller's going to ask the question. He's going to answer it, and then I'm going to place the caller back on hold.
Thank you.
Each caller gets to ask one question. He's going to answer that question. We're going to place you back on hold. You press one. You press one again to come back. That's how this is going to go. So now go ahead with him, Alexis, and finish your question.
So you mean to tell me the blotting ball grand prize is $2,012. If I came out and walked the blotting ball for $2,012, one grand prize for the $2,012, and I don't want to be recorded, the grand prize is not going to be on pay per view. I mean $1,212. I'm sorry. That's what you're telling me?
No. Everything is gonna be shot live. What I'm saying is this, you know, in law, in videotaping, you know, when you're doing a recording from a public place, if you have something called implicit permission from that of the event holder, the only thing that you're required to do at the beginning of the event or at entry of the event is to have a sign or notice that the event is being videotaped live. And that's what we do at every event.
Okay. All right. Alexis, do you have any more questions? Go ahead, London. Before we take the call, and London wanted to speak, so go ahead, London.
I actually really don't see it because you're really not known and you don't have a Facebook or anything like that. How do we know you're not going to, if something goes wrong, how do we know you're not going to disappear?
That's a great question, London. You know, like I said, you know, I have a passionate commitment about what I do. I'm not here to sell anybody false dreams or false hopes. Like I said, I've only been in the ballroom scene a year, but I would have never put this much time and effort into something or nagged Nicole for 3 weeks in a row just to try to get on this radio program to help bring something to people that I feel would empower. And as Kelly said, make the ballroom scene better, as Jasmine Couture did, you know, years and years ago. You know, I just want to be a part of that. And though, like I said before, and like the gentleman said before, no, I'm not a legend. I'm not an icon, you know, but I am asking for everybody's help collectively. And like you said, am I going to disappear? I don't know what's been promised in the past. I don't know who's come before me. I have no clue. I don't even know who these people were or where they were from. But
okay.
That's why I'm on this radio show tonight, to say, hey, this is who I am, and this is what I stand for, and this is why I'm here.
The funny thing is, Rhett, go ahead, Alexis, because I'm going to
let you finish so we can take another corner, because I want
to. Oh, my God. Don't forget about me. I need to get up in there.
Okay, go ahead, Alexis.
The funny thing, that person that you're speaking of is a Ballroom Hall of Famer, pioneer, icon, founder of the House of Chanel, one. Now, you come into a scene where you don't really know nothing about nobody in the scene. You have to remember, we have been scarred many a times from other people who have came with the same thing that you have, that you are doing now, that have made these promises. And believe it or not, Jasmine is the only one who has stood on her word to do the things that she said that she was going to do that has come through. Everybody else has been full of shit. So what are you going to be, what makes us trust you now? What makes us trust you? Because we don't know who you are. You just came out of the blue from nowhere, and then you're using Andre's credibility. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not the only one.
Okay, Alexis, I'm going to place you back on hold. And
thank you, Alexis. We're going to place you back on hold. The next caller that we have on the line is 313-808. You're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly. Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
Hey, London.
Hello.
This is Eric Eminent.
Hey, Eric. How are you? Welcome to How to Say Topics.
I know, right? I'm LaBrilla now, so.
Okay, LaBrilla. Work. Okay, what's up?
I have a question for, what's the gentleman's name?
Reggie. Reggie Wilkins.
Reggie. Okay, Reggie, when you mentioned about where the promoter would not have to pay any sponsorship, and we understand that you are in it to make money for your company, what are you doing to benefit the ballroom? I heard you say a lot of stuff about possibly bringing these people to mainstream, but what is that? What are you giving back to the community? Because you had mentioned that there would be money given to the promoters, depending upon the amount of viewers. Are you sponsoring any balls? Are you committing any cash to these cash categories that these folks have to kind of come out of their pocket to put together? What is it that you're giving to ballroom?
Okay, thank you, Eric, for calling in.
Let Reggie answer that question. Yes, go ahead. Thank you, Kelly. I like that work. Answer, Reggie.
And aside from bringing international awareness to that particular house that we're shooting, as I mentioned, there will be a donation to the house at the end of the events, okay, for every viewer that should tune in. So as Kelly mentioned, and I commend Kelly for putting on the events that she's put on in the the past and that I've even heard about and even been to, if there's somebody that cannot attend her event that she's doing, and I'm using Kelly as an example because she puts home a lot of balls, but you know, to get somebody in a whole other state, whether it's 600, 1,200 miles away, and Kelly still be able to get paid from that and help her house with either putting a bigger ball together the next month or 2 months from now or next year or whatever the case may be, that's what the company's ultimate vision is. Yes, we're going to give a portion of the proceeds from everybody that signs in and registers to the event holder, and I'm just using Kelly as an example, to Kelly if she's holding that event and she allows us to be there. Absolutely. But to further that answer that he, or the question that he asked me, you know, yes, giving back to the ballroom is a small portion of it, but we're also going to take the opportunity to give back to nonprofit organizations like the Matthew Shepard Foundation. You can also find them on our website at www.theogroup.com, as well as NASEM, which is an international nonprofit organization based right here in Atlanta that offers HIV and AIDS awareness to the LGBT community abroad, not only just here in Atlanta. So these are other people that we're going to pretty much use as a liaison within our company to help give back to for the betterment and the empowerment, as Kelly said, for the LGBT community. I'm talking about not just ballroom. Ballroom is a small portion of it, but I'm looking at the bigger picture as far as helping people financially and, of course, just internationally abroad. Because, as I mentioned,
wow. I have to get that out. Okay. Don't cut them off. Let him finish. Everybody going to ask. When I tell you it's like 40 callers out of 180 callers that's on the phone line.
Yes, we got to go through this quickly because at 1 o'clock.
Hold on. The next caller, Marcus, you're live on the air.
Hey, how are you? Hey, everybody. Okay, Reggie, I just want to let you know that when I first heard of the concept, you know, it sounded like a good idea. As a promoter and as, you know, somebody who has balls, my only concern is the way the money is being split. It really wouldn't bother me so much that I'm losing out on the spectators coming to the ball, but a spectator coming to a ball from a promoter's aspect is a basically 100% profit because they're not walking the ball, they're not winning any trophies. So basically the $30 or the $25 you take in is 100% profit. For you to replace that with a dollar doesn't really seem, what's the word, conducive. Have you considered maybe even increasing the price and giving the promoter to where it's even more, a little more alluring for them to actually allow you to come in and do it?
Well, and that's a great question. You know, again, you know, I am, you know, one person, again, I can't do it on my own. That's why, you know, collectively, you know, as I mentioned, in the inner stages, I said to myself, I was only going to charge $1 to view the event. Because as I mentioned, you know, for me, and I know there's a lot of people on the phone line that might say, oh, he's full of shit, you know, it's all about the money. Well, honestly, you know, if you can hear the passion in my voice and know that, hey, I'm not just blowing smoke or I'm just some run-of-the-mill person or business mind who just wants to take advantage of people. No, I have a lot of gay friends. I have a lot of people in the LGBT community that I genuinely care about and that I know feel the same way about this as I do.
Well, I just want to let you. I just want to let you know before I go into the commercial break, and then we're gonna come back with some more callers. I just want to let you know that I heard a lot of passion in Red Legend's voice, also, and I went out and spent over $1,200 getting dresses and things made, and it didn't happen. But we're gonna take these commercial breaks from our sponsors from North Carolina, and we're gonna come back with three more callers. So stay right there. We still got about two more hours, so we got a lot of callers.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J. Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Set. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. includes male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250, Butch Queen Favorite, one trophy, one cash prize of $250, open to all, foot and eye, male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250, open to all, team secret, one trophy, one cash award of $300, and 13 other $100 categories. The fourth annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there!
410-355, you're live with the air.
Hi, everybody. I don't have a question for him. I have a statement. Thank you to the pioneering icon, R.R. Chanel and Divine. Listen to what Divine said to the film queens and the trans men and everybody in the community. When you put your face out there, and this is being broadcast live, you have a life after the ball. And what this young man said is that, in other words, he, as articulate as he sounds, he said, well, one, it's in a public place, and once the promoter signs over the right, that he can just do what he wants. He personally don't care. And he's been in the scene for 1 year. 1 year. And he's allowed to do this. I think the House of Blondick should rethink this, and I think that the ballroom scene should stay underground. Ballroom throwbacks and a lot of other people who's been doing this for years continue to do it and continue to make a profit off of it. I didn't hear him one time talk about an outreach center, subsidized housing, anything that will really benefit instead of giving money to each individual house. That would be cute, but that money won't be used to people who really need it in the community. Because if you ask Kevin Omney, he'll tell you about all these different organizations who were supposed to be there for people in the community and they pocket the money. All he's worried about is money, and that's all I'm saying. And thank you to Lexus and London as well. And y'all can put me back on.
I love you.
Okay, can I say something? I like what she just said, too. I think we got to go to the next caller because at 1 o'clock we're going to be bringing Jasmine on, who would like to speak to you, Reggie. I liked it was said, but I kind of disagree with the fact of it won't be us staying underground. I think that enough of our talent has been spread out. I think that we need to find a way to compromise where we don't lose from it. The problem is that we're always losing. We're exposed. Our business is exposed, our talent is exposed, but we're losing. And we need to find a compromising reason or something that states that we won't lose as individuals in the ballroom scene community, period. Kelly, bring in the next caller.
Ooh. Caller's a private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to the Hot Topics.
Hey,
hey.
Nicole. Hi, Reggie. Divine.
Hi, Susan.
To the pioneer icon, R.R. Chanel, whom I love dearly, Miss Kelly. And Reggie, I wanted to commend you for being in the scene only a year and withstanding the harsh, really over-the-top criticism. But what I want to say, and I'm not going to hold you long, when in a ballroom scene, and I've been in there just as long as Kelly, you have people that come in that ballroom scene who are selling drugs, who are selling hormones illegally, we're doing a whole lot of negative things in the ballroom scene, and the promoter doesn't get a cut off of it. The ballroom scene is hurt tremendously, but no one is speaking about it. This man wants to come in and sit down in the same video camera that's being used at every event, whether it's a Kiki function or a major ball. You're going to pop up on YouTube. Anybody that's afraid of attention, I don't know anybody, a legend, star, statement, icon who's afraid of attention. As a matter of fact, we crave it. That's why we are part of the ballroom scene. I just don't understand the aggressive nature of the interview because the man is on here presenting a product and either you want to participate or you don't. But the way you're attacking him, he's telling you that he's new.
But Susan, this is the whole thing, Susan. We're so tired of...
people coming in here, and everybody, this is the problem that Junior and all of them had with the people from Paris is Burning. Everybody comes in here, and they taking the credit and making all the money and everything for all our talent and things that we have.
Yes, and you know what, Kelly, you're right in saying that, thank you, Susan. Wait, hold on, Kelly. Thank you, Susan, but I think you're right for saying that, but Susan is going to give a point. When I bring everybody to the platform, we as people and gay people need to learn how to speak. We can debate this conversation, and that's why I'm going to bring Jasmine also. We can debate this conversation intelligently and not have to necessarily attack. Yes, we have been abused, but this young man haven't done anything yet. So until then, we can debate and we can throw out our questions and stuff. But cursing and attacking and going through that, I don't want that, because that's not what it's about. We're going to have an intellectual topic, and, you know, you ask your question back, because your concerns is definitely appreciated, especially on this show, and your opinion and statement. But I don't want anybody to attack any of the co-hosts or the company that we have on the radio tonight. But thank
nobody's
you, Susan.
Nobody's not attacking. Everybody is just voicing their opinion.
And it's just how, Kelly. I'm not saying that way. Maybe I used the wrong word, because I don't want to leave it for argument. It's just how we speak. We just bringing this idea to the forefront. And like Susan said, we don't have to agree. We can debate, and we can hear a good debate at 1 o'clock when Jasmine come on. So let's just take another caller. And for the callers, you know, it's the way of saying it.
585-905. You're live on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi, this is Mariah.
Hi, Mariah. You're tomorrow. I'm glad you are listening. Tomorrow we're going to be interviewing the legendary Mariah Revlon. I have to do her interview. I have to. Go ahead, Mariah.
First and foremost, say hello to everyone, but let me redirect this conversation to the man that is in charge of us speaking about this. I'm trying to map out in my head, have you futuristically planned this out correct? Because if I know better, I'm trying to figure out who will be trying to make the ballroom scene more nationwide, and we haven't even put a stop to HIV and AIDS yet. So are you going to make this ballroom scene nationwide and also offer some services for the kids that are expressing their talents? Because we are dying. We're dying by the wayside, and everyone wants to come up with ideas about money. I'm a promoter as well, but I created a ladders page for people that passed away on Facebook. I created a Real Trophy Snatchers page, which is something that's going to promote the people. Now, if you got to take a look at your idea, you don't have to make no one in the ballroom scene mainstream. They're going to do that already. What you have to do is change the shit that is going on in the scene so we can become bigger. We are dying by the wayside, and by the time your idea kick off, who knows how many other people will be gone up off this earth. The only thing I want to express to you, since you are doing this thing to make the ballroom nationwide, try your best to work on knowing that if they're fighting here, they're definitely going to fight when they get bigger. So what you got to do is probably come around it another way and kind of like just save lives. I want to make money too, but ain't no sense in me making no money if I can't spend it when I'm going to be dead. And also, how are you making a profit from the gay and LGBT scene when you don't even know that these queens can't even act right for $30? So I'm trying to think, did you really map this out, or were you being individualized when it came to you making this idea? Because anyone that you know that's a part of this scene should have told you that we need to get the fighting under wraps first. We need to get the HIV under wraps first before we wind up making it mainstream. So I just wanted to know, did you think about that? Because everyone can't make a dollar, and God didn't put too many people on this earth to run the country. He put a few leaders so the rest could follow. So if you have this idea that everyone's going to make money, please tell me how.
Amen. Thank you, sis. I'm going to put you back on. We have a lot of callers, and he's going to answer that call for you. Jolie, I look forward to tomorrow. I will be interviewing an exclusive interview with the legendary Mariah Revlon. Thank you, sister, so much. We're going to put you back on. We have a lot of callers, and we only have about 4 or 5 minutes. Kelly.
Go ahead.
Mariah, thank you so much, one, for calling in and for your time and for your statement. But, yes. as I mentioned earlier in the program, I don't know if you had the chance or the opportunity to listen in, but my company will, as we grow, continue to work alongside nonprofit organizations like the Matthew Shepard Foundation, which, you know, contributes to the end of hate and just gay bashing within the LGBT community, as well as NASEM. As I mentioned earlier, you can find both of these companies and organizations at our website, which the O Group will also donate to, not only here within the Atlanta area, but abroad for the betterment of everybody within the LGBT community as well. So yes, that is one of the main focuses for the company. And two, you know, again, you know, it's not about money for me. Don't get me wrong. Nobody is in business. Nobody opens up a business not to make money. That's why McDonald's sells hamburgers. That's why promoters throw balls to make money. That's why they all do it. But my main focus at the end of the day is to make the LGBT ballroom community abroad a better place within the heterosexual community, within the entertainment community. Because understanding is number one answer to every problem that everybody has with hatred and hating each other is understanding. So if more people understand why we do what we do in the ballroom community and why we're so passionate and why we compete and why we give this money away so that we all can survive and to help provide money for meds.
Okay, thank you so much. I can't, y'all, this is so interesting. Next guy, Kelly, next caller.
757-537.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Hi, who's this?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, who's this?
Okay, this is Sparkle.
Hi, Sparkle. You have any questions or comments for Reggie here tonight?
Yes, I have a comment for the community of the individuals that are on the line now, and I also have a comment, a question to Reginald Wilkins, and I'll be brief.
Okay.
I just want to say that I'm really somewhat appalled at the response that Reggie is getting as far as what his goals and what his missions are for the GLBT community. Now, I know a lot of times things come up and things happen, and we don't know why, or you wonder, well, why they want to do this or why they want to do that. But if they're not supporters on the phone, I just want to say to Mr. Wilkins, you keep your head up and you do where your heart has been led. Somebody out there is going to have some kind of faith and belief in you. See, the thing is, he can't do this all by himself. And he's coming to you all, to everybody, whoever you are, LGBT, heterosexual, whatever, to ask for the support. We're not saying you got to be, hey, let's go, roll, but at least have some type of support. And I'm asking for the people on this call and those who are listening. Now, Rome was not built in one day, and Rome was not built by itself. So it's going to be people with a different mindset that truly believe in who they are and what they are. And why not expand and share all this ballroom stuff? A lot of people would love to know more about that community, but and for you all out there, share it with us, for the ones who want to know. I want to say to Mr. Wilkins, honey, you keep your head up. You do what you feel in your heart you have been blessed to do, and believe me, it too shall pass. And for the individual, the commentator that hosted this show, I thank you, and I thank those who work with you. Evidently now, you all listen to me, somebody has seen something, heard something, has felt something from that young man that they feel like there's something good about in what he does. And I thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on the show. Next caller. And then after that caller, we're going to wait, and then we're going to go into Jasmine, because a lot of people have had long statements. So we're going to take one more caller, and then we definitely going to go into the CEO. So next, Kelly.
We have the legendary icon, Father James icon, and after James, we're going to go into a commercial, and then we come back from the commercial, we're going to bring Jasmine on. James, go ahead, you're on the air.
Oh, good evening, everyone. What I just wanted to know, Reggie, you had said earlier that you wanted to bring ballroom international, and you wanted to, I guess, live stream balls as they're going on and stuff. But who is to explain to people as they're watching what it is that they're watching and who they're watching? How do you individualize each person to give them this notoriety that you foresee for them to become internationally known? You know, you're speaking on a broad span of balls, but, you know, balls have always been underground, and I think that, you know, in our community, there have been people that have went out and become successful in the industry from talents of ballroom, and I think everybody is comfortable in that. How do you perceive this to be something so great? You know, minus the money part and everything like that, because everything is about money, yes, and everybody wants a piece of the pie. And then how do you split that up amongst the people? How do you idolize each person to be a ballroom star that you want to make internationally known? How do you propose that by just streaming balls online and people don't know what they're watching? Because when you're watching something, you want to watch something that's interesting. If you're watching something that you pay $19.95 for or $39.95 for and you don't know what's going on, how do you expect to make money from that when nobody's really buying it because they don't know what they're buying?
Good question.
And I don't want you to say to me in your Ronald Reagan, and no disrespect, you know, good question. As I said earlier, I want a straightforward answer.
Yeah.
No, and we've already figured that out, James. You know, what we're doing.
Well, we need to hear it.
Live commentary.
But you can't have somebody that's not from ballroom participate in that. The only way that this will be even remotely successful is that you have not only people involved in the ballroom and wanting to allow you to tape, but they have to be involved with the whole entire segment, period. You know, maybe you should go in the realms of more of a reality show as opposed to live streaming balls.
Oh, please, let me say something.
Let him respond to James, please. Go ahead, Reggie.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, Father.
Okay.
Yeah, And as I, you know, responded to earlier, you know, I am working alongside, you know, Andre Mizrahi, who is a friend of mine, who's going to be commentary at these events, you know, because as I mentioned, I've only been in a year. Yes, he does have the ability to give the world what they're looking at, who they're looking at, and why they need to focus on that.
Could someone mute their TV?
I'm sorry?
The TVs, whoever TV is in the background, mute your TV, please.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's horrible. Okay, listen. Reggie, hold that pause. Kelly, go into your commercial so we can bring the CEO on, because I don't want to hear that. Go into your commercial, next CEO.
Yes,
yeah,
it's leaving.
Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Seven Queen's Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressed in Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister versus Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot, Witch Queens versus Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand Prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
Okay, we are back. Without further ado,
we are
the CEO.
We know the truth. Enough is enough of this horse shit. I am not a freak. I was born with my freedom. Don't tell me I'm missing my freedom.
I'm a
Welcome to the show, the CEO of the show and of the House of Couture, the legendary, iconic Jasmine Couture.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Jasmine. Thank you for coming.
Hi, how are you? Really quickly, I want to say a couple of things in reference to the callers. RR Hey, RR, how are you? Happy New Year.
I don't know if RR's still there.
Well, okay. I'm still there, but I don't know where he went.
Okay, RR's still there. Divine, hey, sweetie, you still there?
Yes, baby. Oh, I am.
I want you to go ahead and say what you got to say, because I know you're holding it in really quickly. Go ahead and say what you got to say. And we have one caller that's been on hold for a minute. I want to get them out the way before I take the floor with the guy. I'm sorry. I don't even remember
Reggie,
your name.
Reggie,
because I tuned in a little late. So go ahead, Divine. And then, Kelly, can we do that 718 caller, because it shows they've been on hold for a while.
Okay. One thing about me being an adult and me being grown, I'm in my 30s, I don't like to feel like I'm out of control of something that is in my life, or I'm out of control of something that has to do with my aspect of life. I don't appreciate, I don't like the idea of going to the blinding ball to do something that I normally enjoy and then being bombarded by a camera, and this footage could end up anywhere, anyhow, used any type of way, regardless whether it's for streaming or not. I don't want to go to a regular ball and be streamed. I don't think that that's – I think if you want to do streaming, I think you should have balls that are – you should have – this is the streaming ball. So if you come to this ball, you know that you're going to be streamed live. That's fine, because then the individuals that want to do so will do so, not go to a ball that we want to be at that's supposed to be fab, it's on a holiday, it's something that reoccurs every year, and then we're bombarded by cameras. That's one thing I don't like the idea, and then I really didn't like the idea of how it was told to us, like basically saying, well, if you're in the room, we don't need your permission. That I don't agree with. I have a can of spray paint in my purse, because anybody walk over to me with a camera, I'm spraying right into the lens, because I do not want to be taped unless I give you permission. You will not rape me for my fame. I'm not having it. And another thing that I want to talk about, go back to Andre Ballroom DVD and all that. Yes, Ballroom DVD is for us to showcase ourselves. Andre is part of the Ballroom, and Ballroom DVD, you wouldn't know anything about Ballroom DVD unless you're part of Ballroom. Streaming, on the other hand, that's something you can come across and pass on to any and everybody. Ballroom DVD, everybody is not going to go and pay money to get a Ballroom DVD, and they don't know nothing about it. You know what I mean? The Ballroom DVD was bought for us to read, to look back at what we have been doing and kind of categorize our history over the years. So, and Ballroom DVD stays within Ballroom to a certain percentage. I mean, I'm sure of the majority of it. A couple of people may see it on the outs, but I believe strongly that any Ballroom DVD it stays within Ballroom. Only people that really want to see that is people that are in there or on there or want to show themselves to somebody that they're involved with.
And
so, come on. Yeah, go ahead. Hold on. Let me take this 718 call up, because they've been on hold for 35 minutes. Hold on. 718-210, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, everybody. This is Claudia.
Hey, Claudia. Welcome to the show.
I've been on hold so long.
You got to come in and hit up the line when you're trying to get on. You know you're a frequent listener. Just hit Kelly or Jasmine or myself up, and you can get up on here.
Okay. I just want to make a comment. I think that most of all the negative has been touched on, but one thing that I don't think has been touched on is, did he say this is going to start at the Blahnik Ball?
Yes.
No, okay, it's at the Manoli Blahnik Ball.
Nobody didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm trying to say is, years ago with the House of Chanel, remember when they said the representative, because they were using the name?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, if anybody caught the memo, this is the House of Manolo Blahnik Ball. Couldn't that cause some problems for the House of Manolo Blahnik if some of a representative from the actual, you know, company actually saw this and saw them using the name?
Or any other house for that matter.
Exactly. That's what I'm
Reggie,
saying.
Reggie, would you like to respond to that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, it's not being sold, so they wouldn't be held legally liable for that. They're basically throwing a party, just like if you throw a birthday party, you call it the Spider-Man party. You can't be held legally liable for that name or that brand that you're using, unless you're selling that brand. You're selling an event, not a name or a brand. If you were to put that name on a shoe that you wanted to sell or a product, but not a party. So in this case, no. Every house has its right to use any name that they want.
Well, the House of Chanel did it.
Right, and neither does anyone else, any other house. They'll come through. Once you make enough noise under that name, and if it's negative noise, they're not going to appreciate it and trust. They will come and say something about it.
All right. Marcus, go ahead and say what you got to say, but make it really quickly because I need to take over the show. So go ahead.
Got you. Reggie, I have a question. Well, I guess I have a comment first. I think that the concept is a great idea. I think that a lot of people in the ballroom scene are upset because they didn't come up with the idea. And whether you're in the ballroom scene for a year or 20 years, great ideas should be followed up upon. So don't let them discourage you from that. Again, my concern would be, I guess, the value that it's actually going to bring. What marketing have you done to internationally to get people to actually participate in it? Because with the U.S. people, most promoters would want the U.S. people to show up at the ball, but I wouldn't mind if someone from Japan wanted to watch it online. Have you thought about exclusively making it international and not domestically based?
First off, thank you, Marcus. And yes, we have. We've already reached out to a number of people within the LGBT community overseas in Japan, Russia, as well as Africa, Brazil, the UK, and Canada as well. Different houses coming abroad in Japan right now. As a matter of fact, through my research over the past 6 months, there's actually a study from Harvard being conducted on the underground scene of ballroom in Japan right now as we speak. There are about 8 to 10 students doing a live study on the art form of ballroom and its immersion into society in Japan right now. So, yes, that is an avenue that we've already ventured into. As I mentioned, we've had over, 22-plus viewers from Japan, over 120-plus from Russia, a few from Africa, a few from Brazil, and a few from Canada at this point. But the United States is where the LGBT ballroom community started. If I'm not wrong in saying that, Jasmine or Kelly or Nicole, am I wrong in saying that this is where it started?
Are y'all hearing him?
No, I'm...
Because I hear a whole bunch of background and typing and all that stuff. Answer him.
Them girls' eyes is in the ceiling.
Well, yeah, no, the girls' office is in the nobody has a response or anybody has an answer to what he just said. Everybody was speaking.
He's asking if this is where it pretty much started and stuff. Okay, let me just go ahead and take this. Hi, I'm Jasmine, and
hi, Jasmine.
I don't know exactly, and I do apologize for the people that, that are going to hear it again, but I want you to tell me what is your vision or what you are doing, because unfortunately I could not hear it. I was in a meeting and I was on my way home. I want to know exactly what you are doing. You are speaking to me. Evidently you know who I am because I heard that you used my name a lot. And I am one of the top promoters in this ballroom scene. So I want you to sell me your product as far as me with my, collections ball that I have been doing now for the past, I'm already on my fifth one. I want you to sell me your product on why I should allow you to, do your thing at my event. I'm a little lost on it, so I want you to talk to me about it.
No problem. Jasmine, basically, the O Group is a company that I formed and that I started on the passion and belief that LGBT community, the ballroom community, a whole can be greater than what it already is. Now, for you, for example, being a promoter, a very well-known promoter, not only to gain more international awareness for your house or for your events that you hold, but to give back to those who, one, are within your house, but also within the community as well. So
now, let me stop you there. Let me stop you there because I don't like to get too far ahead, and I can already tell you just talk. How are you going to help me give back?
How am I going to help you get better? Well, I'm going to bring your house into the houses and households of people online that never knew the ballroom scene existed. You know, there are gay people that don't even know the ballroom scene exists.
Okay, which is true. I agree. And how are you going to do that? You are going to do what? You're going to videotape at my ball and sell DVDs, or what are you going to do by doing that?
No, the only thing I'm going to do is offer a live streaming pay-per-view feed to your event for those folks who cannot afford to be there, who want to be at a Jasmine Couture event, who can't make it, who can't afford to fly or ride a bus or a drive or whatever it may be. They're going to be able to go to theogroup.com and watch the event for $9.99, a one-time fee. I don't care if the ball starts at 6 p.m. and goes on to 12 p.m. the next day. They're going to be able to watch it. They're going to be able to see what's going on and get live commentary of who is walking, what they're walking for, and why we're doing what we're doing.
And how are you going to do the live commentary?
Well, we have cameras, we have equipment that allows us to do it. We'll have somebody there at that point who has credibility, who has been around the ballroom scene, who is a humanitarian within the ballroom community, and he's going to be doing the commentary for us.
Okay. So basically you're telling me that you're going to come to my collections ball and you are going to live stream, you know, my event and allow people to go online and purchase, I guess, a subscription or a package to be able to view this as it's happening at, you know, as it's happening live at the ball itself. And someone is going to be commentating or, you know, narrating what's happening live on this video feed.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, how are you giving back by doing this? How does that work? Like, you know, me as a promoter, if you do something like that, then the chances of people not even attending, you know what, cut, I'm not going to even go through all that. Bottom line is this. A lot of people right now, we are trying to hold on to a ballroom scene that is falling apart. That's the first thing. And right now, people are very even afraid. People are afraid to even travel to balls at this point because of the shenanigans that take place with balls in general. If a ball is going to get shut down, a fight breaking out, the money not being given out, the grand prize category is not going through, things of that sort. So we are now already losing our spectators and our participants because the balls are not like they used to be, you know, in general. Now you give people a platform to be able to say, I really don't have to go. Why? Because I can view the ball from my home. And I'm not saying it's not a good idea. In all honesty, I think it's a wonderful idea at times because for people like me who live all the way down here in Florida, I don't have to travel to New York, Chicago, California to watch a ball. I can watch it now from home. But eventually what happens with that is the market itself will start to go dry. It will start to fall. The reason why is because people now have the opportunity to watch a ball from their own living room. Same thing that happened in the industry of boxing years ago when boxing was one of the top events that people paid to go stand online to go see a Mike Tyson or a Sugar Ray Leonard fight. But now the boxing industry has fallen apart. Why? Because of the fact that people watch it where? On pay-per-view. The same thing for wrestling and things of that sort. People now have the luxury of watching it from home, and that is why boxing is is not what it used to be. Wrestling is not what it used to be. People sit down at home and they now go, and they don't have to go to an event. And that is going to take away from the promoter or the house that is giving this event, because now people are not going to want to attend. That's going to be one of the first problems that happen from a promoter's point. And from a spectator or a participant's point, just like Divine said and Alexis said, and there's a lot of other girls out there that feel the same way. As a promoter, I deal with a lot of girls that contact me that live the real life, that live in the real world, and they use that one night to let their hair down and be comfortable and go back to who they are. And they want to make sure cameras and news crews and TV show, you know, TV networks are not in the building so they can feel comfortable, because they don't want to go back and it affect their job or it affects where they work at or anything of that sort. We have so many people in our industry as well. You got to do your research. People who come from our underground world themselves that have lost their careers because the quote-unquote job that they worked for, or the photo shoot or the magazine cover or whatever that they were affiliated with, the tea came out. The tea was spilt because somebody went and built it, and they lost their contract, they lost their job, and things of that sort. So now you're taking away from that, and by even saying that you're going to put a note on the door saying this ball is being taped or whatever, that is going to affect the people that are going in there, because a lot of people do not want that to happen. Just like celebrities at this time that are under wraps, you know, their closet cases or whatever. They don't want people to know about them. They don't want their tea to be spilled. When they go inside of a club, the first thing they ask of that club owner is to make sure there's no flash photography or anything like that, because they don't want to go in there and then be on YouTube tomorrow or have pictures taken of them. So they go inside these clubs and feel comfortable for those few hours, and then they go about their business and go back to the real quote-unquote straight world. That is going to affect, again, the participants and the spectators of our industry, of our community. So, again, this is going to be a mess, bottom line. It's going to be something that, in all honesty, I don't see being successful. I think that it's a great idea, but I also think that it's going to affect a lot of people. The sad thing is that people like that are in Japan, because Japan and all the foreign countries out there are starting to build on the voguing. They're starting to love the balls thanks to YouTube and things of that sort. They're starting to love the art of performance and everything. And I know that this is an avenue for them to feel comfortable and feel that they are a part of it, because they're so far away and they can't get to that ball or come to the event, or maybe they can come once a year or once every 2 years, but yet they still want to feel that they are a part of this. But yet, again, what does that say for our current community, for the current people that we deal with that love going to this every day, every week, every month, or things of that sort? How is that going to affect us in general that does not want their tea spilled or to be caught up in that? That is going to be the issue at hand. As far as promoting this thing, I just don't see how that would work. I don't see it. It has nothing to do with your credentials. It has nothing to do with who you are or who you know. It has to do with what's going to affect the ball, the ballroom, the promoter, the participants, or even the people who love to spectate, but yet, you know, they don't want everyone to know that they're actually spectating. So help me out a little bit with that.
Right. And just like, you know, a lot of people have thought, they think they're going to come in there with 18,000 cameras and videotape and broadcast in every home all over the world. No, that's not how it works. We're promoting to the LGBT community within the LGBT community. It's for us. We're all a member of a society. And that's who we're promoting to. You know, again, you know, would we like it to go mainstream? Would we like it to be bigger than just, you know, just the LGBT community? Ultimately, yes, that's my vision. But again, I don't want to put the cart before the horse. You know, I mean, we can say that
it won't work because it's never been tried. But again, you know, I look at it from this aspect. If you have over 300 people at a ball, and each one of those people have an iPhone or iPad, this information is hitting the World Wide Web anyway. And they can post it.
It's hitting the World Wide Web, but let's not be a fool when it hits the World Wide Web. It's hitting the World Wide Web by the fact of us as brothers and sisters sharing it with each other. 9 out of 10, you're not going to see my neighbor next door who doesn't even know anything about me or who I am or just know Jasmine Couture. They're not going, 9 out of 10, I just can't see how they're going to find me on YouTube. You understand what I'm saying? This is shared by us, among us.
And that's exactly where I'm trying to take it, Jasmine. I'm trying to say to you, you know, hey, for example, if I have a house, you have a house, let's promote your ball together to my kids. Because my kids, if you live in Florida, are going to be at your ball anyway. So why not tell my kids in wherever, Russia, Japan, California, say, listen, you need to tune in and watch Jasmine Couture's ball because I want y'all to see what's going on. I want you to see all the new things that are going on in ballroom. So, yes, we are promoting this within our community. You know,
so how does that affect my crowd? How does that affect the fact that now I know, like, why should I let you do this when I know that I'm going to lose 200, 300, 400 people now because they're not going to come because now they know they can have the luxury of watching it in their home? How am I going to benefit from that?
You're going to gain 200 or 400 people because these are the people that can't afford to make it to Florida. These are the people that can't afford to fly across country and be there, whether they're the LGBT ballroom house in California, whether they're in Seattle, whether they're in Texas. You know, just like you said, you know, boxing and wrestling has changed, and I agree with you 110%. And that's because technology has changed and people have changed. The value of the dollar has changed. Change is always around us. So what we're doing with the ballroom community at the O Group is saying, hey, yes, it's changing as well, but for the better. Everybody can now be a participant, and everybody now can benefit. Every promoter, every house kid, every icon, every...
I don't understand how I'm going to benefit.
Well, since everybody's concerned about money, and as I mentioned, that's not my main concern, but if you're a promoter, as I mentioned, if we have 3,000 people tune in internationally, you're going to get a dollar per viewer. So that's $3,000 in your pocket, okay, for throwing that event and for allowing us to promote for you. We're not even asking
now,
you to
say that. Now, let's clarify something. Now, we're going to clarify Jasmine giving money out. What I do for people out there as far as me promoting balls, me donating to balls and things of that sort, what I do for that person that night by giving them a grand prize is something that they want that night that they can walk out of that ballroom with a trophy and a cash prize, and they feel it for the night. They feel that they succeeded at a job they just did. No one is going to want to hear after 30 days or 60 days, after all the numbers have been calculated and things of that sort, here goes your check, here goes your cut. That doesn't really work because, again, what happens is in order for me to have a successful event, I need everyone in the building. I don't need everyone watching from home. Everyone needs to be in that building. The person that is walking that floor does not want to walk that floor for $500, $1,000, or $5,000, and everyone is watching them at home. They want to watch it, and they want to walk and feel the vibe, feel the crowd, feel it right then and there at that moment. I don't care what I get at the end of the evening or what I get 30 days from now after all the numbers come in. What I care about is making sure that each and every participant that is in that building walks away a winner with their trophy and their cash. And that's what it needs. That's what happens at a ball. But at the end of the evening, as a promoter, do not be any fool about this. You need to make sure you have everyone in that building to have a successful event, all your prizes and everything paid out, people drinking, eating, having fun. That cannot be something that has that can wait a week, the next day, 3 days later. That it doesn't work that way. Even if you sat here and tried to pay one of these spectators or participants a gift card, a check, or whatever, they want that money right then and there at that moment. Their grand prize is not, I'm going to mail it to you, I'm going to send you your trophy 30 days from now. They want that right then and there. By you saying that, you're going to gain.
I'm going to answer that for you. And, you know, we're not promoters. We're not promoters. That's not our job. You know, our job is to, as I mentioned, to help other people that, and as I mentioned, you know, and you mentioned, you know, when people go to wrestling events, they go there because, one, they can't afford it. So the people that can't afford it, they're going to be there regardless. You're still going to pack out a building because if you're a very well-known promoter, or even if you're a promoter starting out, if you do the due diligence, you're still going to benefit from everybody that walks through that door. You're still going to get people to the building. What the O Group is providing for you is allowing everybody else the opportunity, those kids that can't afford it, to be there.
But
everyone
everyone else is going to jump on the bandwagon of, I don't have to go. I don't need to go. I can watch it from home. Because right now, again, we're in a ballroom scene that is falling apart and people are taking chance. People are taking chance at going to each and every one of these balls. So now you're going to have houses that don't have to participate, come full force, things of that sort, because half of the members are at home and they are not going to want to go to the ball. That is what's going to happen from that. Now, that's just speaking from that aspect. How do you deal with, and I'm just going to give you an example. Are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. How are you going to deal with, let's say, I'm going to use the name, Marco Herrera is giving his annual Rags to Riches ball, right? And he allows you to go in there and videotape and live stream. And as soon as people are paying for this and they're all sitting at home with their popcorn and they're about to watch this ball, the first fight breaks out and the ball is shut down. How are you going to handle the backlash of people contacting you saying, I want my money back because that ball did not shut that ball was shut down an hour later? How are you going to handle that?
They'll get a full refund. It's as simple as
They'll get a full refund.
Absolutely.
Okay. And also, so basically, let's say a ball doesn't get through all their categories and a person wants their money back. How are you going to handle that as well? Like, what is going to be your stipulation of, you know, you requesting a refund and avoiding chargebacks and things of that sort? How are you going to handle that?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, when things happen that's out of our control, just like promoters. And, you know, before I started this company, you know, I talked to a lot of my friends and people also back home within the community. And they said the same thing you're saying right now. They said, well, you know, Reggie, what if somebody stages a fight, you know, just so that somebody can't get paid the grand prize? And you know what I said to him? I looked at him in the face and I said, why in the hell would somebody do that?
But it
happened. He said, because the faggots are shady. And I said,
yeah,
you know what?
They are.
I thought better of people in my community. I think better of myself, that I would have more integrity and more commitment to the embetterment of people.
But see, but
and
that's,
like
but
you
that's
said,
the
if
thing.
Have a good time,
I don't mean to cut you off. I don't mean to cut you off because you can go on. I don't mean to cut you off, but you can go on. But see, these are the things you have to think about when it comes to this whole thing. And you and I can talk for hours about it, but these are the things you have to think about. Number one, I'm just going to put this bug in your ear because I'm a business owner, and I have been in business for 11 years. 11 years, and I've been in this ballroom scene since 93. So me as a business owner, I can tell you right now, ain't none of these queens, my brothers and sisters, are going to want to release their credit card information on your pay-per-view website. They are not going to feel that way. Why? Because they are so secure about themselves. They are so afraid of identity theft, especially when it comes to another queen. No one is going to want to release their personal information. That's going to be the first issue. Now, yes, we can run to Walmart, Walgreens, and get a prepaid card and things of that sort. But bottom line is that's going to make you lose people because they're not going to want to release it. That's the first thing. Second thing is you're going to get a lot of people who are going to want refunds. Refunds based on the fact that your streaming may lag. The refunds based on the fact that a fight may take place. Refunds on the fact that the ball may be shut down early and things of that sort. And when you get to a point where you have to stipulate the only way you can get a refund is based on this XYZ, that's going to be a problem and you're going to lose out as well. And what happens in the end is the promoter is going to feel, you know, they're going to feel bamboozled because of the fact that, you know, now you're going to be hitting me with, well, Jasmine, 300 people viewed, but 200 people wanted their money back because of this and that and da-da-da-da-da. That's going to be a problem. And then it's going to be, well, how do we know they wanted their money back? How do we know you didn't get the coin off of it? It's just going to be too much drama based on it, to be honest with you. I think
Question. If you're throwing a ball and you have 400 people there and you're charging $30 at the door, the building's mm-hmm. packed, and within the first 10 minutes the fight breaks out, do you give everyone back their money?
Depends. It really depends. Averagely, no, it doesn't happen that way. I mean,
right.
In the first 10 minutes, that's stupid. And, of course, I personally would give everybody their money back. But, no, it doesn't happen that way.
Right. Right. In this case, it would. And as I mentioned, you know, as somebody asked me before, you know, how do we know that you're not lying? You know, like I said, you're a businesswoman. I'm a businessman. I've also owned other businesses before this. My thing is this. I have true numbers, true to form, at the end of every ball that everyone can see, every promoter can see, live data of everything, every person, everyone that signed in, put on. And as you mentioned, you know, yeah, people might not feel comfortable with giving their, you know, their credit card information. You know, I understand. And you know what? It's not for them. It's not for them to see. If they don't want to do that, that's cool. But I mean, I understand that. You know, we can't. The thing is, you can't help or reach everybody. But you know what? If I can get that one person, two people, 10 people, 80 people to look at an event and something that they see inspires them to be better than what they already are, with the people that are already performing. Ultimately, that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, I don't knock you for that. I think that that's wonderful, and I think it will help, you know, as far as people that are not able to travel or people that are not able to get to a ball. I do think it will help the individual. I think it will help, you know, the people that are overseas and things of that sort. But I do not think it will help the ballroom scene itself, the promoter, or the event. I think it's going to take away from the love that we have in that ballroom, from the participants, from the fact that people are not going to want to go to balls anymore. I mean, balls were built on femme queens, female figures within the scene. And the fact that these beautiful women come to these events and they are the highlight of the evening. Now you are saying that the highlight of the evenings are no longer going to want to be on because they don't want to, they don't know who's watching them. They're not going to want to be on camera or be viewed on someone's live stream. Usually what happens when it comes to ballroom DVDs, like what Andre or Caesar does from Ballroom Throwback, or even what Tom did, that is sold again among us. But knowing that now we are across seas, all over the country, and things of that sort, you just never know who is watching, and that is going to steer people away from this. You also have other girls out there that are modeling, that are being part of reality shows and things of that sort, and they go to the balls just to escape for the night. And again, now they're going to feel that they cannot do that because they never know who's watching. And like people are bringing up in the chat room as well, there's so much underhanded stuff that is happening within this ballroom scene that you're going to get people that are afraid that the feds are watching. You're going to get afraid that someone's parole officer may be able to pull them up and see where they're at, a probation officer, because they are supposed to be on house arrest or things of that sort, or they have a, you know, a curfew. It's just going to be a mess. One thing about this ballroom scene is someone brought this up to me in a conversation about a few days ago. This ballroom scene has been our social network forever. Before there was Facebook, before there was MySpace, the ballroom scene and going to a ball has been our social network. This was the one night that we get to see how a person is doing that we haven't seen in a long time. We get together, laugh, kiki, drink, walk a ball, participate, be with our family, and things of that sort. And then we go back home. Facebook, MySpace, and all the rest of that stuff kind of took away that, has taken away from that in a small percentage, because now we can just look at a video, a YouTube clip, as well as Facebook, and look at someone's timeline or pictures or things of that sort of what a person did last night or how a person looked or so, things of that sort. Now the fact that we can just watch it from our computers and stuff is going to be cute and all, but again, it's going to take away from the liveliness of a ball, period. That's my personal opinion. Me being one of the top promoters in this ballroom scene, I like everyone that walks in that building to feel comfortable and feel that they can be who they want to be for those few hours and not worry about who is watching, who is going to find out where they was or who they was with. That is exactly how it is. And I feel that this is going to invade their privacy. Just like a celebrity who wants to come into a club, a gay club, or a ball or something, and they don't want the cameras on them, they don't want the flash photography or things of that sort, I feel that that, because it invades their privacy, I feel that that is going to be the same thing in this instant. So, in all honesty, whatever person is allowing you or filling your head with this being very successful, I don't see it being successful. I feel that it's more of a money issue than anything. And the question is, who are you for us to give our money to you? And that's where the problem is.
Well, and I know you said a lot. You said a lot. And just to touch bases real quick, you know, one, as I mentioned, you know, if everybody's worried about who's watching them, and who's worried about where they are and whether you know what they're doing, then you know I understand those concerns. But again, you know, we're marketing this idea to our own community, to our own social network, as you said. That's who we're marketing this to. If it should be bigger than that, then okay, it may be bigger than that, it may not. But again, this is one to give back to the houses so that they can give back to their kids that may need help. You know, whether it's housing. You know, it's a lot of times I find that there's a lot of kids in the gay community that don't have nowhere to sleep or lay their heads, or they're going from house to house, or they don't have money for medicine or things of that nature, as somebody said earlier. You know, we want to help with that too. So that is where this money is going, and that is why the promoter for the house is allowing us to come in and stream this event to make a profit from everybody that tunes in. You know,
I don't see that. I don't see that from promoters themselves, because, again, here we have a lot of promoters that are out there now that are doing it for the wrong reasons. We have a lot of ball promoters out there now that are just giving what's called rent balls. They only care about themselves. They don't care about their house or anything like that. But, again, this is not about the house. This is about the community. What I do for the ballroom scene and what I do at balls is not for my house, because, baby, my house has only been open since October 15th. What I've been doing for all these years is for the community. So I don't see how what you're doing is going to benefit this community. I think that you have a great idea. I think it's creative. I think it you know, it can be successful, but I think it has to be done a different way or in a different avenue, because right now, again, we're in a ballroom scene that is falling apart, and people are going to run to balls just to escape what they're going through, be it their health issues, be it the fact that they have legal issues, be it the fact that they have job issues, school issues. They run to these balls as a part of venting and relaxing for the night, but now you can be taking away from them as well.
And sharing it with other people in the LGBT community.
And sharing it with them as well. Yes, that's exactly how I feel. That's exactly how I feel, because I feel that it's going to affect it. No matter how much money you see, you can sit here and say, oh, Jasmine, every time you get a hit or so many people download the video, you're going to make X amount of dollars. Okay, Jasmine is making X amount of dollars, but what happens to the community? Maybe don't see it.
Right, and that's just like saying, well, every promoter, you know, that throws a LGBT ball says, you know, what did they do with that money? Where does that money go? It's not regulated. Who's to say that they don't take that money and just, you know, pay their rent or pay their mortgage or invest it in their
own
bank account?
And that's why it's called rent balls. It's called rent balls. But again,
I'm talking about other balls, major balls. Every ball isn't like that.
Every ball is what?
Every ball isn't meant for that purpose, though.
No, every ball isn't meant for that. But again, we are in a time right now that these are the things that we are facing. We are facing going to a questionable ball. We are facing going to a ball that may be shut down, fighting, and all the rest of that stuff taking place. We are questioning the promoter and their real benefits for giving the ball. We questioned too much already, and now you're going to give them an avenue where they don't have to do it no more. They don't have to go to a ball. They don't have to, and it's going to affect the real promoters out there, and it's going to affect the people that want to participate, but yet now, like Alexis brought up, if she's in a major walking a major grand prize and she does not want to be videotaped, now she's the highlight of the night. She does not want to walk that grand prize. And that's going to affect, again, the crowd that came to see her, that crowd that came to see that grand prize, all because someone is in there live streaming on satellite of what is happening. It just takes away from the ballroom itself. But that's me and my opinion. So that's how it goes with me. Nicole.
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Kelly.
I'm here.
London.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. Kelly, what callers do we have? Because I see the show is going to, I think we have time. But get some callers out the way.
I can't get callers. So to switchboard, please give Nicole some callers. I can't take callers.
And if you're on the phone line and you're listening from your computer and you're listening from the chat room, we all know at 2 o'clock the show will shut down and you will only be able to listen from the phone line. So if you are on the line and you'd like to continue to listen to the rest of the show, you would need to be calling in exactly maybe about 2-3 minutes before 2 o'clock, because once then whoever's on the show will just be here and it will not be opened up to the public after.
Okay, I'll do the callers because I have the switchboard up. The first caller is 770-597. You're on the air.
Hey, how's everybody doing? This legendary Father Camaro Blahnik.
Hey, Camaro, how are you? Welcome to the Hot Topic Tuesdays.
Hey, guys. She needs intro.
Yes.
Hey, Camaro.
Stop it, London. Stop it.
No,
she likes Camaro.
I love her too. I love the attention.
Yeah, she loves you.
I say,
Camaro. Nicole, Kelly, London.
I'm here.
I see him still on the phone. Camaro. Okay, Camaro, you got 9 minutes. Well, I'm going to leave you there. Hopefully you'll come back. The next caller is 90. Camaro, if you're there, just speak. I'm not going to mute you. I'm not going to hang up on you. Just speak. But the next caller is 901-233. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Is, how you doing, Room? I would like to make a statement. I don't have a question. Okay, you guys say that, you know, you have a lot of things that y'all all have lost and looking down for, and the ballroom scene falling apart. I mean, what else do you have to lose? Take another chance. I see things as if people are recording y'all ballroom scene and y'all making DVDs and y'all selling DVDs, just y'all keeping the money within yourselves or the community. But yet and still, if you're live streaming, if these people don't know anything about what's going on or what's being broadcast for them not already being in the live stream, who else can look y'all up? Or who else is going to get in the mix or within everything if they're not knowing what's going on or being in the scene? I think by him live streaming, it's still going to help because people are going to know what's going on. Y'all are promoting y'all ball. And like you said, for the people who can't get there, they're going to want to tune into it. They're going to want to view it. It's not going to be some neighbor or somebody you work with screaming or trying to look y'all up because they don't know what you do. They're not listening to the promoting of the ball. They don't know anything about it. So I don't see how it will put faces out that is not already out. And then besides all that, when you're on YouTube, that's open to anybody, any company, any business, any organization, anything. You still take your risk and your opportunity of being seen and discovered on YouTube or anywhere else. So I don't see it being different.
Let me tell you what's the difference, right? Because when you go up on YouTube, okay, the majority of the times when you go up on YouTube, it's about voguing, or it's about voguing and what's the other category that they have up on YouTube? It's about voguing
performance.
It's about voguing and it's about sex siren when you go up on YouTube. Now when you think about live screaming, now you're thinking about the fem queens that walk realness. Now they have to be promoted up on this live screaming and all types of things of that nature. That's where it becomes a problem at, because a lot of those realness categories don't get put up on YouTube. It's all about the voguing. It's all about the runway and all of that. Now the girls that walk realness have to worry about, oh, now my T's going to be clogged. I can't fuck with the straight trade. I wanted to come to this ball tonight and just walk realness, but now the trade is seeing me walk this. You never know who hands that's going to get into. That's the difference between YouTube and live screaming.
I got a better one. I think that because they do promote.
Why is the trade subscribing to his website?
But wait a minute, and I got a better one, because they do promote realness, Kyle. But the thing is that you didn't say is when you go to YouTube, you have to actually have a name. You have to know the individual or the person. Okay, and then when you're doing it mainstreaming, they don't know who they're looking at, and they know. But see, when you go to YouTube and you look at me up, you have to know, okay, well, if you look up Nicole Kahn, you'll get some clips. If you look up Nicole Icon, but you have to know my history and to know who my name is and stuff to be able to pull off YouTube.
Nicole.
Yes.
Camaro, you're back.
Oh, Camaro, welcome back.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't even know what part I got lost at.
My bad.
Y'all
hear
me? Yeah, Divine, you've always, you're there.
Hey, Divine, what was the last thing you heard me say? This come around. What was the last thing
you
heard
me say?
Yeah, we
didn't hear you say anything.
Yeah, it went
off. Really?
Yeah.
You heard absolutely nothing? Oh, my gosh. All right. Thanks for bringing me back.
Wait, hold on, Camaro. Reggie actually got cut off. Reggie, if you hear the show, you need to just call back in before 2:00. You have 5 minutes. I'm gonna text him, but he's actually got cut off the line. But Camaro, you can go ahead. I'm gonna see if I can get him back on.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I got 5 minutes. All right. Now, I got on the radio show tonight, of course, to promote the ball. I know the topic of the show tonight, but
hold on, Camaro. It's Nicole. Is he still there? Oh, wait, hold on. He called back in. Hold on.
Okay,
all right,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay,
you're back on now.
All right, thank you,
Kelly. Okay. Now, first things first, I just want to make sure that we're getting out that remind everybody again, this is the early ball. Doors open up at 6. LSS starts at 7. The awards are at 8, and the categories start at 9. We are taking this very seriously about, like, what the streaming live.
Go ahead, Camaro. There's somebody. We have the lines open, so it's decided. You can continue. Go ahead.
Don't worry. Somebody's, like, making that noise on purpose. And
No.
Somebody's probably just typing on the computer.
Can you mute some of those lines, Jasmine?
I muted them, Camaro. But, Camaro, listen, seriously, now you're speaking to me. Baby, we know this already. We have a commercial and all the rest of that stuff. You've been saying it every episode.
But you could help out and tell us about the part into this.
You can come in tomorrow, or if you want to slot on Thursday and come in for an hour to take calls, which you really should be doing, taking calls, answering questions, and things of that sort pertaining to your ball, promoting it on Facebook and telling them you will be on the radio for an hour to promote your ball and talk about it. That's what you really should be doing, but not really interrupting this conversation. But I'm glad you did call, because let's talk about the live show.
Well, this is part of what I'm trying to say.
Okay, go
but
ahead.
But, you know, of course I'm here to promote the ball. Somebody may be on tonight and may not be on Thursday.
Okay,
but
go ahead.
With this conversation that's going on tonight, I definitely want to hear the feedback, because we're here to support the people that are supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
And if, as a whole, if the people that are coming to support us do not want, you know, for this to be streamed live, then we won't do it. If the people that are coming to support us do want this, then this is something that we will do.
Well, how long have you been listening, Camaro?
I've been listening.
What is your opinion
about,
on it?
To be honest, I really have mixed opinions. Number one, I think the idea in its inception is a great idea, because there are a lot of people who do want to go mainstream, who do want, you know, their talent to be seen nationally and internationally. However, I do understand the opposite side. There are a lot of people walking realness. I understand there are a lot of people who even walk realness who just don't want to be out there like that, which I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And to add, you know, another dimension, as a promoter, like Marcus said earlier, I don't want someone to say, well, I'm not coming to the Blinding Ball because I can sit at home, you know, saying to watch it from home, as opposed to getting the $30, I'd be getting a whole lot less. So as a promoter, it does scare me a little bit, in which I've been
expressing him. Not to cut you off, Camaro, real quick, but what is your name again? Reginald?
Reggie Wilkins.
Reggie, are you there?
Can y'all hear me?
Let's say that one person watches the Blahnik Ball this weekend on the live stream. How much is Camaro going to get?
It's $1 per registered viewer.
Wow, compared to 30. Okay, go ahead, Camaro.
Okay. So that's something that, you know what I'm saying, is a concern. And for every promoter, you know what I'm saying, it could be a concern. I do know that people that are coming to compete, or they're going to be a top, you know, they're going to compete. So if they want to compete for the prizes, obviously they can't compete from home. So I understand that too. But it is a concern. And Jasmine, I heard you when you had first got on, and you raised a lot of good points that really made me really think, you know. And to this point, you know, Reggie and I have not signed any contracts, so it's still up in the air.
It's a lot to think about when it even comes to international viewing, Reggie, because one thing is, like, you look at the time zone difference when it comes to Hong Kong, you know, Russia and things of that sort. There is such a major time zone difference. These balls do not start until let's say around this time. And if I'm not mistaken, it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Hong Kong right now, where people are mostly at work or still in school or things of that sort. In Russia, it's like 11 o'clock in the morning. Who is going to be watching a ball live at this time? you know, who's going to be watching a ball live at this time, and how is that going to benefit? Do people are able to download the video afterwards? Like when I get home, I can, you know, download it and I can just watch it at my convenience. How does that work?
Well, people who are just as passionate about going to a ball at 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. in the morning and staying there till 9 a.m. or 12 in the afternoon as I have, you know, the same people that have the same passion that me and you and anybody else on this phone call has ever been to a ball and have sat there for 9 or 10 hours or 11 hours just to wait to see that person walk that they've drove 2 or 3 hours to see or have flown 600 miles to see perform walk. They're going to do that just like somebody would hop on at 11 o'clock in the morning in Russia or 3 p.m. in the afternoon in Japan as they have before in the past at the event that we did in New York.
Devon, you're back on. Go
Jasmine.
Ahead. I'm sorry.
Who'd you say go ahead?
No,
this is Kamala. You still there? Devon wasn't there. Kamala, you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to leave you right there. I want to leave you right
there
because this is where it's going to be taking place. We're going to go into callers. But before we go pick up the next caller, Jasmine, I want to say this to everybody. Okay, hold on. Let me say this, please. I want to say this to everybody. I like the way Jasmine handled it. I like it, the professionalness of it. Reggie, I applaud you, and I thank you still because you haunted me down to get on this and offer this idea. I explained to you that the criticism could be very crucial because of all of the, you know, things and stuff that have been promising to the board. I do not want you to feel that you are bashed and everything. You know, people's opinions are very strong and their feelings are hurt, but I do applaud your idea. In the event that the Lord gave you something or a vision to do, you need to move forward with it is. Now, there may be other avenues that you should take or have other concerns, but at the same time, if the Lord gave you a vision, then you move forward and you do what you need to do, and the people that choose to participate will participate. I do not want you to feel bashed, and that's not what this topic and the show is here tonight to do. I appreciate you, Jasmine, from being really professional about how you asked it because I think everybody has opinion and should be able to express it. It's just how. But, Jasmine, we could bring in the next caller.
No, go ahead, Cam. Camaro didn't finish.
Oh, go ahead, Camaro.
Yeah. Real quick, because this is the first ball, major ball that it's done at, I'm so serious. I really want to know, like, from everybody who I can. Everybody might not be able to call in tonight, but if you could, like I said, if you could hit me up on my Facebook page, if you know that personally, or call me and let me know, especially the parents of houses, or in Facebook, you can type in Blahnik Ball event page. You can type right there how you feel. I can see it. Reggie can see it. And the House of Blahnik, you know what I'm saying, leadership, we will make a decision whether we will allow this to happen or not. So just please reach out to me because the decision, of course, is ours at the end of the day, but we want to make sure we're supporting those who are supporting us.
Maybe. Well, let me reach out right now. I don't want to.
Go ahead, Devon.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Reggie.
No, I was just going to say that anybody that has any ideas that they feel would make this better, that would make this more eventful and better for everybody, please. Like I said, this is a new company. I'm certainly open to ideas. I'm flexible in business, and anybody in business knows that you have to be flexible. And I'm doing this for everybody in the LGBT community, so please feel free to hit the company at theogroup@gmail.com. Send in any complaints, comments, concerns, any ideas that you feel will make it better. Please, I need that. I want that.
How long has your company been out?
Like I said, the company launched December 3rd, 2011. That's when we launched.
Okay. Business, okay, how can I say it without sounding rude? Bottom line is to be a little bit more professional when it comes to business. Your company name or email address shouldn't even be attached to Gmail, Yahoo, AOL, or anything like that. They should have their own domain, own name. It would make people feel a little bit more safer and secure about who they're giving their money to, as well as you having a merchant account and not going through PayPal or anything like that. So just kind of keep that in consideration because I know those are the things that I look for when it comes to a company and who I release my personal information to. But that's just food for thought. Again, my opinion. But go ahead, Devon.
Personally, like I said, I don't think that's a good idea, Camaro. I think that, you know, I know a lot of people are going to walk in there, see these cameras. People are not going to like that. Twisters, people that are in costume, they don't, you know, a lot of people don't. It's underground. We do this. We don't walk the streets like this. We don't do the things that we do in ballroom, in the streets. So, therefore, we wouldn't want that type of stuff just floating out there for anybody to grab. Japan, China, I don't give a damn where it goes. I just wouldn't like that. And secondly, I don't think that streaming is a bad idea, but I think that if you're going to stream a ball, you should have a ball that is geared for streaming, meaning this
most
is the ball that's going to be streamed, not so in advance when you're advertising and all that, not people get to the door, people are going to a fab event, and we see all these cameras, and it's like, oh.
I agree.
I'll give you an example, okay? And right now, and I'm not going to say anything because I don't even know if that person wants their name out there, but right now, we once in a while have an outlet to, if people know about it or not, but there's actually a ball that we do get a chance to see live stream that starts very 2-3 o'clock in the morning from, you know, that event. We actually get to see it. It's not free, it's not, you know, pay-per-view or anything like that, but it is a, you know, a good thing to feel like you're actually there watching it live as it's happening. I know it is for me because I know after the radio show, I get to go click on that, you know, link, and I get to see what the kids are doing that night. It may not be a major ball, maybe a small Kiki function or something, but it does make me feel I'm a part of it. I'm hearing the beats. I'm seeing who's actually what's happening right then and there. I think it's a fab idea, but I don't think it should be something that should be at major events. Also, I question the whole fact of it being pay-per-view. And like Divine said, doing it maybe if, and again, people know that we have, you know, there's personal issues that are going on between Couture, Mizrahi and stuff, but I'm not trying to speak out of turn. But if I'm not mistaken, if Andre is attached to this with you, and it's no shade towards Andre, I think Andre still, if I'm not mistaken, hosts the Wednesday night events in Atlanta. Maybe if you were to do them every Wednesday night, that'll be a better way of marketing yourself or something, because now we get to see the kids every Wednesday night in Atlanta, you know, at Andre's mini bar or something. Okay. I think that is a better way of doing it.
Well, and that's a great avenue, but again, you know, I'm trying to think outside the box of something bigger, you know, as far as what everybody's looking forward to. Just like everybody waits to see that fight against Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, whether it's going to be 8,000 people in the arena, there's still going to be 8 million people watching it online, pay-per-view from their house in their living room. You know, that's why we do what we do in ballroom, you know, to make, like you said, fab events, to make sure people are going to come to those events. But, again, if you're going to have 400 people in a nightclub or 500 people in a nightclub, who's to say you can't have 5,000 people looking at it online within the LGBT community? I'm not saying that I'm going to bring 15 cameras in with a camera crew and we're going to broadcast on the Logo Network or VH1 or HBO. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I'm advertising to your kids in different states, to everybody in the LGBT community who want to know more about what the LGBT has to offer, what voguers and choreographers, promoters, announcers. There's a lot of talent here. There needs
dealing
to be other people in the LGBT community. That's what I'm trying to do.
And then you'll see all the straight people dipping in their videos. Let me say one more thing. I wanted to talk about people that are we all know the ballroom is underground. It's underground for a reason. It's a lot of things that go on in ballroom that we don't talk about, but we know occur. We don't necessarily. I don't want to look up and be in jeans in a crowd with girls that are doing this, and that, and here I am in the same room, and I'm being streamed live, and the people that are watching don't know whether I do it or not, because they just see everybody else doing this. And another thing is, what about the illegal actions that go on in ballroom, and then you're going to put them on tape and view them for the world to see? What about when these people that are walking these fashion categories with garments on that we all know they cannot afford, just... We all know the people go different ways of getting them, and here we are. We're putting them on tape, streaming it live. proving that they're in these items. So all that is just kind of stockpiling evidence. Anything that you stream live has to go through FCC, which is the Federal Commission.
Hold on, Devon. Let's take some callers. Susan Vizrahi, you're live on the air.
Susan,
you're live on the air.
She must have put us on hold. Go to the next caller, Kelly.
Yeah, let her go, man.
Chanel, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that if you're so, down for doing something like this, why don't you make up a mock taping? In other words, find people in the ballroom that are willing to sign a release with you and put a small category of things together and then get a mock audience to come in and view it as if they were the ball audience and set it up just like a ball, but all the participants are people who registered and signed with you for that particular event.
I think
it all boils down to this, Reggie. You're new to our world. You're new to our scene. No matter who has sold this idea to you or you sold it to someone and they was, gung-ho on it, baby, listen, you have to understand the ballroom scene and the balls that we go to is our hideaway. That is where we go to express ourselves and be who we are for that night. We don't want to worry about what camera we cannot look at or stand in front of because my mother, my boss, my neighbor, or someone may be watching. No matter what goes up on YouTube or goes up on people's DVDs or so, that is done by us among us. We feel a little more safe and secure when it happens to that. You know, it happens that way. But for you, someone who is not a part of this ballroom scene, you're new to this for the past year, bottom line is it's going to be hard to trust you. That's why I said do something small and work your way on up.
Exactly.
Eventually,
I like
it
that idea
happen.
Jasmine gave in the beginning of her statement.
Do the mark tapings or do, like they said, the Andre mini ball.
Yes, I like
that
idea. That's a very beautiful idea.
Because like I said earlier, you don't have enough history with us in the ballroom community. And the person that you're using as your primary ideal icon, his credibility, it is what it is. And at this point in time, like I said, we've all had smoke blown up our ass, and we're done with it. We are really done with it. The ball started out as an underground community, and that's how we should keep it. This is our world. We do not want anyone invading our privacy anymore. We've had enough of that. If you want
not to cut you off, R.R., real quick, but something that we have built among, something that we have built among the camera crews that we have now and the photographers and stuff is a trust. You know, we know that Andre will be that ball promoter that is not going to show you each and everything that is happening at a ball. He will cut that off for the safety and security of a person. Caesar from Ballroom Throwback is not going to post each and every picture that camera has taken. He monitors what happens for the safety arc of our community. We don't know you and how you're going to monitor that because, honestly, you sound just like you want a buck, and that's not going to work. So people are not going to feel safe within that. Now, eventually, if you build your name up, you build it up, then maybe it can get to that point. But we trust in an Andre. We trust in a Caesar. There was a time, no shade to my sister Tom. Tom was the one who recorded everything, and a lot of people didn't even want to buy his DVDs because he got everything down, and, people felt like, they wanted to attack him because they wanted him to remove certain things from DVDs and stuff. That's why people bought from Andre, didn't buy from Tom and things of that sort. But, it's the whole purpose of editing. It's the whole purpose of monitoring. It's the whole purpose of that. But when so much things happen at a ball, from judges being drunk and high and sniffing and things of that sort live, right there, and the fighting and the arguing and who's sleeping with who and who was with this one and that one, it's going to be a mess.
For security purposes, we have that same luxury. And Jasmine, we can edit during the feed. We don't have to tape everything that goes on. We don't have to view every fight. You know, we don't have to do that. We have the same luxury, and just as I mentioned, I
work you have to remember with something.
Andre Ball and DVD,
people like pay-per-view,
the first
they have,
that we ever did. So
pay-per-view has the right
with them. He's a professional.
Whatever they
he
want.
Knows the ballroom scene, and that's why I have a secure website. And as I mentioned, you know, what I don't think people are understanding is that we're not going out and passing out flyers to everybody in America saying, you know, go to the O Group. No, it's still being, you know, we're still being very selective about who we're marketing this to, and mainly it's the families, it's the houses. That's
okay,
who
I'm going
to
give you. I'm going to give you an example of a scenario, just a scenario itself. Okay, Laomi is one of the top performers in this ballroom. And let's say she has a booking coming up in Hong Kong or whatever to work at a nightclub, okay? And let's say one of the children tells the promoter of the club that you can watch Laomi. She's going to be on a ball this weekend or something like that. You can watch Laomi. And let's say Laomi has a small little outburst or, you know, someone maybe attacks her, she fights, or something in general happens that may not make Laomi look good for those few moments or that night. That may affect her job. That may affect what happens that night. And again, it, you know, sometimes, again, when we go to these events, we may not be at our best. Something may happen, and it can affect things in the future with us if people now have the luxury of watching it live as it's happening. You may not be promoting, but best believe the queens, because they are queens and they're shady, they will promote it for you, and they will spread the word for you, and they may spread it to the wrong person. I could arrest you now. Feds are looking for certain people at certain times. The feds get onto this, they'll know that who was at what ball, wearing what
yes,
dress.
Yes. Yes.
You know, people are under watch right now because a boutique may have a blurry image of a person, but they know that that fur coat or those shoes were stolen. But now they have wind that it may be at this event, but yet they don't have the finances or the judge hasn't approved them to go, you know, go to the event and watch and stuff because of, you know, there may be a certain budget with the detectives or something like that. But now they can watch it from a computer and say, that's the same garment that was stolen or things of that sort. Again, it's going to affect the participants from walking balls and being a part of it. It's going to affect their careers, their relationships, their neighbors, and that's where the problem is going to lie. And that's just how.
Well,
I
think
is.
That it's going to. I like that. I like what you just said, and I hear all that. I mean, it was cute. I think it's going to affect the criminals. That's what I think it's going to affect. I think what we're talking about giving back and what we're looking to gain from this, and I like the idea of starting doing the mainstream at Andre's function, allowing people to look on and making the decision of their own if they want to be a part. But to be concerned about the fur coat that she stole from Macy's in 2012 is not a concern of somebody who's looking to put their dream out there on the line. So with that being said, when we worried about, okay, well, who wants to be seen or who's not going to do it, everything we're going to do is going to catch up to us anyway. So nobody's dream should be stopped because of other people and they unfortunate. That's just not. But what we are going to lose and what we are going to gain, how is it going to be successful to us and how is it not, is more of the question and the opinions and statements of the people that are listening. Mm.
Well,
all right, let's
get speakers, and you know, if that's what most people are going to do at a ball, then I'm sorry that they have to steal. I'm sorry that they have to do things like that to make themselves, you know, more of an item. But, again, we're not going to focus on these people. We're not going to focus on the bad. We're going to focus on the positive aspect, the talents, and the art form. That's the main thing, as I mentioned. You have the same luxury of editing that anybody shooting that's putting it on a DVD can do. We still have that luxury. And this is a secure website. This is, as I mentioned, this is only being promoted to the LGBT community, not abroad. Mm. So that's what I want people to understand. This is not going to go to your next-door neighbor or anybody else that
lives
on the same block.
You can't
say that right
now.
You can't say that right now because you don't know what it's going to take off and end up being.
Right, and in the event
that
it takes off, can it be good?
In all honesty, you know, there's so many scenarios that go with this.
Yes,
what about the young children that are still in the closet or still, you know, they're hiding. They don't, you know, they're not fully out yet, or you know, their parents don't know about them and things of that sort. And you have some queen or some uncle that's very hated, that has so much hatred, they want to sit there and say, oh, you want to see your daughter? She gets in drag. Come on, she's going to come tonight at 12 o'clock. You know, we can go to this website because, you know, a fag tells on a fag that tells on a fag. We are the ones who hurt each other. Just like black men kill black men, drug dealers kill drug dealers, the queens hurt the queens. That is how it goes. That is just how it is in general. So that is what's going to happen. And that's where the problems are going to arise from this.
Yeah,
Ball, and their mother and father showed up at your ball and paid $40 to get in just to find out that their kids were doing the same thing. It's the same instance. It's the same chance they take to perform at your ball.
But a lot of people, a lot of parents don't take those chances when, you know, their child left home and I'm going to stay at so-and-so's house or I'm going to visit so-and-so in D.C. The parents kind of trust what the children are saying at times, and then yet they're at a ball. Or, come on now, you know what I'm talking about. You're using I see where you're going with this, but you know what I'm talking about. If you're true to the gay world and our community and everything that you initialize it as, you know good and goddamn well what I mean when I say that it's going to hurt people.
Camaro, you wanted to say something?
I've never felt that in mind to hurt people, you know, so...
I know you're not going to try to hurt no one, but this is where it's going to hurt us. It's going to hurt other people. But go ahead, Camaro.
I have to get off the phone, but I'm so glad. I don't know whose idea it was, Nicole. I don't know if it was your idea.
Yes, it is mine.
I want to thank you because... You know, of course, I'm the head of the logistics of the ball, and I didn't put that much thought. And, you know, cause, I'm so grateful everybody, you know, gave their opinion. So thanks for having the idea to have the show, Nicole. Devine, I'm going to hit you on Facebook with my number. I'm going to inbox you my number. Can you call me when you get a chance? And to anybody else who's online, you know, on the radio. You know, please hit me with your feedback on the Blondie Ball event page so we can make the right decision. Thanks for having me on, y'all.
I'll be there with a bag in my hand.
Thank you.
Okay, right. All right. Thank you, guys.
Camaro.
Have a good night.
Jasmine, is there any more people on the line that want to come maybe?
Yeah. Kelly, are you there?
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly,
hello?
Do me a favor. After the private caller, play 3 commercials back to back and go private with me, please.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I have a couple of opinions and a couple of facts to go with it. I said I've been listening since the beginning, and, you know, everyone is making a real good point, but I'm coming from the new generation. I'm 22 years old, you know, and I even came into the ball, and I'm still not seeing why everybody is just bringing out all these negatives. Like, I feel where Reggie's coming from. He really wants to spread it throughout the LGBT community because I don't even know who R.R. Chanel is, and he's an icon. And I've done all my history. I still never seen him at a ball. I met Tony in Philadelphia. I had always heard of Tony, but I did not know who Tony was. What he's trying to do is spread history to the younger kids, and he's really is. I do see it can be a change in the ballroom community. Because, look, Laomi and Vogue Evolution went to ABDC. After that, the world supported them. Everybody was behind them. If you looked around, she was in Willow Smith's video. She got Beyonce doing Vogue. The straight people then took Vogue and turned it into whacking, and they're having their own competitions with it. Everybody is embracing it now because it's 2012. You know, it is a time for change. I was watching BET. I seen tons of dance groups go on there, and they were voguing. They had Kevin Prodigy on their little production that they had. So it can elevate, I feel, where everyone is coming from, where they don't want to be seen. But I've also got on YouTube and typed in hood fights, and a ball fight popped up. When you click on the ball fight, other clips from the ball come up. And I have seen
Spam Queen Realness on there. So you still take the risk every time you have a ball with somebody filming it, because Andre and Ballroom Throwbacks is not the only ones who is filming at a ball. I done been to a ball and filmed myself. Everybody don't edit everything. So, like, I'm lost. I am really lost. Can y'all, like, help me explain, like, help me get to know this? Because I'm lost. I keep hearing everybody say it's not going to work. It's not going to work. You hear
me? Hold on, Carla. Let me just cut you off, right? I don't want, because I'm going to say something and then you can go back or Jasmine can speak. And no means whatsoever. Let me tell you something. I had nothing. Because I'm getting a whole bunch of texts on my old phone. I can't text back on my phone.
Girl, didn't you just say you wasn't going to speak?
I wasn't going to say the last. And no means or anything. I knew anything, or Jasmine knew anything about what Nicole was doing with this man tonight on this interview. I was not supposed to be on this show. Nicole asked me to come and help her with this interview. I was not supposed to be on this show. Nobody in no way is attacking Andre, using this boy to attack Andre. He hit Nicole up about coming on this show. Nobody hit him up about coming on this show. All these texts and all these things from y'all girls need to stop. He hit Nicole up about coming on this show. Nobody hit him up to come on
okay.
the show to do an interview.
All right, wait, Kelly, let me say something. Okay, Kelly, let me say something, Jasmine. Let me clear the air. Reggie,
so
wait, so
that... that comes out that has something to do with Ms. Rahi is a fucking attack on Andre. Bitch has been attacking me for years. Kiss my ass and good night.
Okay, well, let me say this to everybody that is listening and texting Kelly. Me and Reggie spoke about how the show came big. I had prepared Reggie about the different, you know, opinions and the people that's going to come forward and say different things. So maybe some things are a little bit aggressive as far as expressing, and Jasmine and I have tried to correct it to you people that are listening. I don't want it to look like we're bashing them, and that's not the case. We're debating. This is a platform for a debate. He's bringing his idea. He's promoting it, like Jasmine asked him to sell the product, and they're going to go back and debate. Maybe the aggression is a little bit too much. I do agree. But no, Kelly is right, and Jasmine is right. This is not, because Jasmine could have stopped it. I did tell her he came from Andre.
Okay.
I did tell
her
she could have stopped it.
Oh,
so it's not shade.
Listen, it's really no shade, because this has nothing to do with Andre in my eyes. I am a promoter. I am one of the major ball givers of this community, and I asked him to sell me a product. I didn't ask Andre or the House of Mizrahi or anyone to sell me the product. I asked him to sell me the product, and I don't agree with it. That is not an attack on anyone. It's not even an attack on him. I am speaking for my sisters, for my fem queens. I am speaking for my patrons. I am speaking for my spectators. I am speaking for my participants, for the people who have been coming to me for years that I've been helping, changing their lives and giving them large amounts of money to help them. I am speaking for the people that come to the collections ball. I'm speaking for people who come to balls that I've sponsored. I'm speaking for those participants. I'm speaking for myself that goes to balls. I'm speaking for my sisters or the people that hit me up asking me who will be at the ball. I'm speaking for the celebrities that have contacted me stating that they would like to come to the ball, but they feel this way or that way about it. So that's who I'm speaking for. So please stop taking it so personal.
And Kelly hasn't attacked anybody or said anything all night. So the text is to her that needs to be not. She has not yelled and screamed and been aggressive with Reggie at all. So people attacking, that's not the case. Maybe people on the show is coming in and asking different things. But Kelly herself has not attacked him. So I disagree with that part. She's been very quiet.
All right.
Is there any
next
more calls?
Caller, 336-456, you're on the air. 336-456, you're on the air. Next caller, 857-334, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Paris.
Hey, Paris. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi, I was calling in because I've been listening since the beginning, and personally, I don't think I would want to come and just out myself, especially since I live in stealth every single day. And I'm quite sure a lot of girls also would have that issue. Now, when it came to finances, I don't see this really being lucrative for the promoter because, let's say, earlier, Jasmine's like, you know, 300-400 people, so forth, tuning in. Okay, if you make $1 per person, like, you're losing out on, let's say, 300 people. He's giving you 300, but you're losing out on, like, if $30 a bottle, you're losing out on $600, because that could have easily been $900. If 400, that's what, $1,200?
No, 300 people will give me $300 from Reggie or $9,000 from the ballroom.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but what I'm saying, like, you're losing out on money, so I don't really see it as being lucrative, first of all. As well as when you ask the question about, you know, could people, like, download it at their own convenience and watch it at home due to the time difference, he didn't really answer that question.
I think he said no.
What was that, no?
People are not going to be able to download it and look at it at their convenience, are they?
No, no, they will eventually be able to go back, and there will be an on-demand session to revisit any event that we shoot, yes. That will be an option.
Okay, well, in that case, if they can do that, then that cuts into the people to whom fly out and videotape it for the underground community, you know, ourselves, such as, like, you know, the Caesars, the Andres, the Tom Blumenthal's, because someone could easily download it and make copies and just, you know, distribute those copies or so forth. You know, it's
that's
like everyone...
You will not be able to download it. It's a secure website. You will not be able to download anything or take anything from the live stream.
Mm.
All of it is secure.
Oh, baby, listen, for the, all the hackers that have all the programs, they'll find a way to do it. Best believe they'll find a way to do it.
Well, agreed.
I mean, just like people, you know, make copies of DVDs that are on the market now and make bootleg movies, I mean, of course, yeah, people are going to go through it, but, I mean, you're talking about a small percentage. If they have the time enough to do that, there's more power to them if they're going to do that. But, like, those things that we don't have control over, just like we don't have control over, you know, a lot of things in the world and in the universe, you know, I can't control those things. So I can't, you know, I can only try to make those things not happen, and that's what me and my company have done. We've set up a secure website, live, verified, everything, certified, so that if you do decide to take advantage of it, you can. And in a secure way. And nobody else but those within the LGBT community who were constantly asking to go to and say, hey, you know, we need your help with this project. Will you help us? We're not going to every company, every bar, every house, every home in the United States of America. We're going to the people within our own community, within our own social network, as you put it earlier. That's
okay.
The key and that's the focus. And that's why I need everybody to help make this work. That's why it doesn't work with just one house allowing me to come in. And you're absolutely right. It doesn't. It doesn't work with just one house saying, okay, Reggie, yeah, we're going to let you do it. But, you know, my question is this. Everybody's so concerned about the money, 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 money. You know, that's not my main focus. My main focus is giving back and allowing people all over the world within the LGBT community, you know, take something away from what our culture has built, what our society has built for ourselves within our community. You know, that 23-year-old who just hit the scene, who doesn't know much about the ballroom scene or the icons or legends in it, the events that I take will be able to let them learn and know who they're seeing and why this person has created and gained the luster that they have within our community and our social network. It's still for us. I'm not selling this to HBO. I'm not selling this to Logo. This is for us. We are the product.
850-590, you're on the air.
Hey, CEO Mother.
Hey.
Hey, Mother Kelly. And everybody
Yep.
on.
Hey.
Hello. Everybody sleep. It's 3 o'clock. Everybody sleep.
No, hey, what's up? Who's that?
This is Tracy Couture.
Hey,
Tracy
Couture.
I love this show. I think this is a very good topic. It's a topic of passion. I mean, I hear all the passion. Everybody. I think it's a very good idea. He could. The thing is, he do need to find another way about going about it. I don't think live streaming would be a good thing. Maybe you should do DVDs. You know, I think you should do DVDs. You know, something. Do your own. DVD or something like that. But live streaming is definitely not a good idea for Baltimore.
Thank you, Tracy. Our
community. But I can see his heart. He does have a passion for the ballroom, even though he's been only a year, he should just, find another way and keep creating.
Thank you, Tracy. The next caller is 267-974. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Okay. Reggie, I commend you for everything that you've done. You sold an excellent mission statement. But during the process of your mission statement, you never addressed security. Privacy falls underneath security. You never really addressed it. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the First Amendment laws also. And we sit here talking about realness. What about those 16-year-olds and 15-year-olds walking around here walking sex sirens? That's child pornography.
Thank you, caller. Go ahead, Reggie.
Oh, you said 16-year-olds walking what now?
Sex siren.
Well, the great thing is, about the world and about society, if you are clothed in no personal, I would say, extremities are being shown publicly, then it's not considered porn if any lewd or obscene acts are even taking place. So if you are clothed in any way, whether it's a loincloth, you're able to show that without it being considered as porn. But we have considered that. My legal team actually brought that to my attention because that was one of my major concerns in showing that segment. But as I mentioned, with the power of video and editing, as Andre Ball DVD, discussed with me, you do have the power to shut down the live feed if it were going to be something as far as legal that I needed to worry about for my company and to protect other people and those that are walking that category, by all means I would do that. I'm not here to exploit anybody. I'm here for the art. I'm here for the poem. I'm here for everything else, okay? I'm not here to do that, Everybody talks about the bad, but that's cool, because that's opinion. Everybody has an opinion. But that's not why we're here. But, yes, we have discussed that with our legal team, and we went over that in vivid detail.
919-698, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi. Hello to everybody on the show, Kelly, Nicole, Jasmine. I agree with it. I don't find nothing really wrong with it. This is Showstopper Revlon. I feel like what's the real difference between mainstream and internet? Because I can say that this, I looked on YouTube and seen plenty of clips of myself that, I didn't authorize to go up there, but they were up there for anybody in the world to see. So I don't really find it a big difference between being mainstream and people having balls being put on YouTube. There's not really a big difference between the two. So I do agree with it. I find nothing wrong with it.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Thank you so much. Private caller, you're on the air.
Yes. I had called and you guys cut me off to speak about the no shade towards Andre. Like I said, it really is a good idea. Like I said, I do know where everyone is coming from, but give me 2 minutes and I'll be done. And correct me if I'm wrong, because you guys are icons. So my definition was the whole ballroom scene was created because we were rejected by the normal world, by the heterosexual world. They did not like it, and they did not want it around them, right? So with all the shade that is going on now, because I can go to a bar and pay $30 and the bar gets shut down and I don't get a refund. Like, everybody's speaking about finances, and that's not what it's about. What it's about is to better the ballroom scene. With these cameras, there will be less drugs, so the kids won't be so strung out on the drugs that they were on. It would be less commotion and less fighting because it would be security in the building. I'm pretty sure that Reggie would not do a live stream ball and not have the place secured tightly like President Barack Obama was in there, because at the same time, he has his equipment and his businesses out here too. He's taking a leap of faith. And in the ballroom community, that's what I think we should do. Instead of still trying to be so close, because if you look around, it's 2012, it's a new day, it's a new year. They are really embracing us now. If you look around, you're seeing the femme queens, you're seeing the drag queens, the butch queens on TVs, they're choreographers, and that's all I see. That's where I see Reggie is trying to do, because there are a lot of good femme queens and a lot of butch queens who expert the Vogue dance, period, and they can be excellent choreographers. There's excellent chanters and announcers. Like, the world is so diverse now. They came out with the Illuminati and outed everybody in the rap game, and that still did not stop nobody from selling nothing. We make DVDs all the time of the ball scene, even though we are girlfriends, so we say, who's to say I can't go to the feds, even though I want to be bad, and say, oh, you were looking for so-and-so? Well, here's a tape where she was at. Was that what you was looking for? Like, all the bad stuff can still happen even within our community, because like Jasmine said, the queens is killing the queens. So why not just be blind and take a leap of faith? In the Christianity world, didn't it say faith the size of a mustard seed will get you a long way? So therefore, let's have this little bit of faith. He's not asking everybody to let him come in and do the ball. It's just certain ones. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it. But I really do think that it is nice, because it will help the newer kids coming up see the ball, and it's not going to stop nobody from coming, because we're dedicated to the ball, because we want to walk. We want to be in the same room as our girlfriends. But for the people whose finances are not there, they can also sit at home. You say, for instance, it's 300 people at your ball. That's $9,000, right? And you add another 6,000 people that is watching this ball. Right there, that's $15,000 you done made, since everybody want to talk about finances. And the girls who could not fly out to VA or New York, like I couldn't fly out to Jasmine Couture's ball, but I really would have wished it was on TV, because I would have sat there and watched it and paid a little money. Yes, I'm still there, girl. I'm getting my life with the kids. I would have went and got my drugs. I would have felt grand with everybody else. And that's all Reggie is really trying to do.
But no one is taking that. Thank you, caller. But listen clearly, no one is taking anything away from what Reggie is trying to do. What we are basically saying, or what people have concerns with, is the way it's being done right now. Like I said personally, start off small, because again, we are living in a society where we don't trust people and we are harming each other and things of that sort. And you want to build a level of comfort among each other and among the people who are there promoting you, promoting your event, promoting you on the floor, promoting your category. You want to build a level of comfort. Right now, we've been bamboozled by so many people, even with me, in the beginning, when I first came and gave the $5,000 out for Femme Queen Face, I only had two participants. Prior to that, Femme Queen Face for $100 or $500, or even a trophy, would have had 10 participants. $5,000 scared people away. It just scares, money scares people away. The publicity kind of scares people away, and it just kind of pushes you away from it in the beginning. So that's why I stress that maybe he should start off small, build that level of comfort with the community first before he does try to do something so mainstream or so, you know, so worldwide. I think that's where the problem lies. But again, like I said, that's my opinion. 347-703, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. Hey, Jasmine. Hey, everybody. This is Alexis again. I've been in here talking to myself for the past couple of hours. Okay. First, Reggie, is that correct?
Yes.
I don't think nobody is actually bashing you per se.
right? This is my point. Okay, I'm going to take you back to Red. When you introduce someone to the ballroom scene, right, you have these ballroom icons and legends that has their name attached to these things. But when it's time to take the slack, they don't come on this platform to stand by their word or stand behind their name. Me personally, I would have felt even a little remotely a little bit better if Andre was here with you tonight. This is my point. When Red was on the radio station after his ball, nobody that was in the ballroom could see that, could stand for him or vouch for him, was on the platform with him. So guess what? He had to take everything by himself. Now, my thing is, I have another point. Well, like Jasmine said, why don't you just do a ball where it's just, you know, this is going to be a Ustream ball. And those who want to participate, let them come. Do it like that, and then people will be able to see what you are trying to do. You have to set an example. Somebody, you just can't come in and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do it like this. We're going to record like this. We're going to do it like that's not right. It's not fair.
And it's not going to make people feel comfortable.
And I understand what you're saying about – I understand what you're saying about, you know, because I want to go to Atlanta this week, but I don't have, I don't want to spend the money to go. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't have the money for transportation, but, and I made, the $10 does sound feasible, but at the same time, everybody may not want to be recorded. Now, if you have a Ustream ball or whatever that type of ball, then that's fine. You understand what I'm saying? But you have to give people the choice to do what they want to do because this is their livelihood, their safety, their security. You know what I'm saying? Just like Devine said, the feds can be sitting all in one office looking at this ball, and when you come out the ball, guess what? Come on, let's go. But if it's on a DVD, that's totally different because guess what? The ball is said and gone. But as it being live, bad enough you have to be worried about them in the building, but sitting in the office, getting their team together, getting everything they need together just to come in and get you when you walk off the stage with that money, come on. You're not being fair to everybody, not just the criminals, but the young kids that's out at 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And one thing the caller prior to Alexis brought up a good point. This may be a way to help change the ballroom because now that they know that they are on video,
yes,
or they're actually live stream, they may kind of clean up their act a little bit. I do see that as well, but you just got to do it slowly and give them the opportunity, just like with, again, a gay celebrity, a bisexual celebrity, is not going to want to walk up into a club with flash photography and camera all over the place because they want to have that option of knowing that they can feel comfortable in that environment for those few hours without being, you know, without it being viewed by the public. So, again, we still have to have an outlet for us to be able to go to where we can feel comfortable without worrying about who is watching. Fuck the drug dealers. Fuck the children that should be really at home going to school. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is it still should be a point of level of comfort and security for our events. And that's that.
Nicole said,
how is it not being secure? That's my question. How do you feel it's not secure?
How do I feel it's not secure?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm giving you a prime example. All over Facebook, John Doe says he's going to walk grand prize this weekend at the Milan Ball. I mean, I'm sorry, at the Blahnik Ball. And he has a couple of haters or competitors that knows that he's going to be walking this grand prize category at the Blahnik Ball this weekend. Now, everyone who knows John Doe knows how John Doe receives his craft, how he purchases items. And they want to run and tell, or you have a roommate who's hating or something, they contact the authorities or whatever and say, you want to see John Doe? John Doe did this, and we have proof. He's going to be here. You can catch it live on this channel or whatever. And they go subscribe to your show. They watch it. They see it. And next thing you know, 5 minutes later, after he walked off that runway, the police
thank
are
you
at that door.
Okay, wait
thank
a minute.
You.
Don't say thank you, Alexis. Hold on. John Doe should not be on Facebook
after committing a robbery. John Doe should not be telling people what he's going to do after he done committed this horrific crime, and he's about to be public, whether it's via YouTube, via DVD, via anything. Why would John Doe be up there after we all know he just served Bloomingdale's posting he's wearing and how he's coming to
John Doe boom. Doesn't okay. have to. John Doe doesn't have to publicize it, Nicole,
thank
because,
you.
Again, you have haters.
Exactly.
They know how he gets
okay,
his stuff.
Right, I like the whole debate and the back and forth with the whole thing. I think that I can appreciate that. But what I don't appreciate is, like, when Jasmine, you heard you reiterated when you said, okay, a lot of them kids shouldn't be there. That's why they got HIV. A lot of them kids shouldn't be there. That's why they're doing drugs. That's why we have no control over the situation. If we keep covering up things for the likes of our badness or the things that we allow ourselves to subject our life to by our choice, how are we going to stop other people's dreams and other people's things that they want to do because I choose to be a crafter or
because
I choose to be this.
You
but
go
you still
to
have
a,
to give everyone the
be,
freedom.
If you want to be on live stream, then you go to a live stream function.
Right,
okay,
Nicole.
My point exactly. So if you don't, this not about who's going to get caught or who's not. This is going to be live stream. It's going to be announced that it will be live stream. If you are not comfortable with it being live stream, then you do not go to that ball because you do not want to be put on camera for whatever reason.
Nicole, and eventually that hurts the ballroom.
This is a major okay, listen, Nicole. Be for real. This is MLK. This is Atlanta's first gay pride of the year, all jokes aside. Atlanta has two gay prides, one in January and one in September. Are you going to tell me that I can't go to a major function in Atlanta because someone wants to make a dollar off of a live stream?
No, wait, I'm just, I'm not saying that. Don't misinterpret. I'm being devil's advocate here. But it's not about making a dollar because just as you make a dollar, you can make a star. And maybe Beyonce was watching and she saw you in your runway and she liked it. So at the same time, faith can go both ways. So we do have the complaint and we are going to debate back and forth about the things that we should protect ourselves from. But we also should acknowledge the beautiful things that we can gain from it as well.
And
anyone on this platform saying everybody comes in with their opinion. Let's keep in mind, though, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. I understand how we all have to react, and Reggie, we have to ask you these questions, and we have to get detail because it has been a lot of hurt, a lot of mischievous, and like Jasmine said earlier, you can give $1,000 to the ball promoter, and you saying it's to help his kids. He may take that money and not give it to none of his kids. So all these things have to be spoke about. There's also a flip side to it.
Right, I understand that. And as I mentioned, for those families or for those leaders within the ballroom community who would do something like that, you know, and wouldn't give back to their kids being in a leadership position, then shame on them. You know, shame on them. Like I said, those things I can't control. I can only try to help. But if I can't control it, I just can't. You know, every promoter isn't going to do the right thing by me, by my company, or by the LGBT community or everybody who comes to their ball. They're just not. Those things we can't control. But if one person will support, if one family will support, and then the next one, 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 then everybody wins in the end. That's the ultimate goal.
And, you know, Alexis, I agree with you for MLK, maybe, Jasmine, something so fresh, something that's been so history-bound for so long, maybe that shouldn't go there because of the criteria of that weekend and where it goes. But the idea overall, you know, like
I
said about...
Like I said, I think the
idea
overall
is
a good idea.
Right. But this is what I'm saying, Nicole. Like I said, I'm not bashing the idea, period. What I'm saying is that... If this a live stream ballroom is underground for a reason. There's a lot of things that go on. Some things need to stay. Some things do need to stay. Some people don't want to be in the limelight. You understand what I'm saying? You may have a girl that.
Well, I think that's a contradiction, Alexis, because ballroom is so contradicted and critical. When you get up there, you are chopped. And because you decide to put yourself in the limelight and 400 people watch you get chopped, Miss Thing, in the boardroom after you paid your $30 and nothing. So I think it's just it works both ways. And I definitely hear the point.
It does go both ways, Nicole. That's what we're saying. It has its pros and its cons. What we're saying is that, okay, for instance, you may have a girl that comes out for face, or you may have a girl that comes out for realness, but in the daylight, we have some girls that used to strip. You know who I'm talking about, right? it took a nasty queen to go to the club owner and tell, that's a man.
We're about to be caught up in about 3 minutes. I want everybody to know, so if we go right into the music, we can keep going, but if it cuts off, nobody gags, because that's how we gags. It is going to cut us on us, and that's going to be it. So I want to take the time to thank everybody real quickly, and you, Reggie, because I think you held your ground. This is a very critical ballroom scene, and all these people came up here, and I think you did very well. Claps for you. I think you should acknowledge the ideas that Jasmine brought forward to bring the comfortability. Alexis Devine, CEO. Kelly, definitely. I think Kelly did wonderful tonight, and thank you for not going off like she was, and I thank everybody for listening. But Alexis,
and
then
let me say something before we get cut off or whatever. Again, this is not a personal attack on anyone. This is the opinion of others, and this is my personal opinion as a promoter and who I have been for all these years. Stop taking everything so personal. That is what the problem is right now. This is not personal. This is the opinion of a promoter and people who come to the event. So,
real quick, Nicole, Kelly, Jasmine, thank you so much. And then I'll leave off with this. You know, one thing that I read recently, it said leaders are those who have replaced fear with discernment, which means they can predict the inevitable. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of people believe that this will work. And there's nothing more that I'm afraid of than scared people. But as soon as it is successful, I will contain a focus. And that's to follow one course until successful. And until the A group reaches every gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transsexual, it ain't going to stop. It ain't going to get smaller. But I do thank you for your opinion. God bless you all. And Happy New Year to you all. Thank you so much. Nicole, thank you.
Yes.
You're right. So I have a quick question. Kelly, what is going to happen in the next minute or two? Is everything going to hang up on everybody?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So everybody needs to say their goodnight.
Yeah, it's going to just cut. We're going to hear music. They're going to be talking.
Okay, really quickly, there's 3 callers. I'm sorry that we didn't get to you. There's one caller real quick that has been on for 57 minutes. 773-778, come on the air real quick. You got like 40 seconds.
Okay, everybody. This is DJ Ninja in Chicago. Know that I don't have like a whole lot of time. I like to say thanks, Nicole, for having them on. I know that we got to do a whole lot in this community. I think that's going to be a slow evolution or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, hey, it's going to come, you know, it's going to come regardless. I think the ballroom promoters will do it the same way. I think when they start writing up the flyers, they'll start putting, like, this is going to be a string ball.
Yeah,
and
I
think
agree.
As far as, like as the community go, like, you know, Jasmine mentioned something about WWF, but that's what it is. When people watch it on TV, it comes to Chicago, it comes to the Rosemont Horizon, people go out to see it. And then I think it'll be the same way when people start figuring out, oh, well, there's a ball in Chicago, or there's a ball in New York, Atlanta. And it'll be something where people will actually probably make a little bit more money off of it than what we actually think. Like I said, it's a slow evolution.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably have to be able to
start,
push it out
I
there.
Agree.
Amen.
Start off small and maybe get to that point. Everyone, thank you for listening. Tune in tomorrow for Nicole's interview. Everybody say goodnight at once. 1, 2, 3, goodnight.
Goodnight, all of everybody. Thank you all for listening. Thank you. Thank y'all all. Have a nice night.
Goodnight, y'all.